It's time for Benedictine Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Getting ready for this afternoon's Raven football game. Coach Joel Osborne with us. Coach, a quick look over the shoulder. That was a great start last Saturday for your guys.
Yeah, we got off to a really good start in the first half. Defense was lights out, creating turnovers, getting stops, special teams as well. You know, we got great field position, especially the first half there. And offensively, we were able to capitalize a few times. Like to finish a few more of those drives, but, you know, I thought we ended the half really well. Once they scored, we got the ball and took it down the field and kicked the field goal. We did that in less than a minute, and we didn't use many timeouts, and guys executed really well there. So that was good to see.
It's always nice to see things you work on in practice, and coaches, usually toward the end of a practice, you know, kind of close to game time, you work on that minute, two-minute business getting down the field. And you know, I know that you worked on those things to get down there, and it came together.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I thought our kids really understood what we were doing. We had a couple catches on the sideline. We were able to catch and get out of bounds, stop the clock. And, you know, our quarterback did a good job, Garrett, of orchestrating that drive. So that was good to see. And it was great to see Harry Balky, our kicker, come out and drill the field goal. That gave us a lot of confidence as a team going into the half.
You talk about the passing game. Garrett had a great day. Jacob had a really great day.
Yeah, those two combined there for a couple touchdowns, and I thought Garrett, you know, threw a high percentage. Our goal is 70% in the game, so he was right at like 68, I think. So, you know, he did a good job distributing the ball. We had 11 different players catch a pass, so you know, that's kind of our goal, is that we spread the ball around so teams can't key in on one guy. But Gathright, he's got the juice to go, and you saw him in the first half where he hit that long touchdown off play action, and then in the second half, just a simple hitch route. He ran around the corner, out sprinted two defensive guys, cut inside another, three guys collided, and then out sprinted another guy for a 48-yard touchdown off a 5-yard throw. So that's pretty special when you can do that.
And then you combine that with a nice catch by Reed down on the side of the end zone.
Yeah, that was a big play for us. We decided to go for it there, fourth and goal from the three, and used our big tight end in a matchup to the boundary, and Garrett and him have a good connection down there, and Reed did a nice job of being physical, and Garrett threw a good ball, and that was good to see us make that play.
And so, with that in mind, how'd the week of practice go? I mean, they had to be coming off of that win feeling nice.
This week's gone really well. Our kids are focused and locked in. It was very intense. You know, we know who we're going to play in Grandview, and it's going to be a physical game. So our scout teams did a great job getting us ready to go, and our kids are ready to play.
However, everybody talks about Grandview. They're really good. They were in the national title game a year ago. They won the national championship a handful of years ago. But yet, Benedictine has had some pretty good luck with Grandview, particularly in Des Moines.
Yeah, we've won some really good games. I was, you know, watching a couple of them this week, just trying to understand the history a little bit better. And it seems to me that any time you take care of the football and you get some turnovers to go in your way, you're going to win this game. And that's really been the trend if you look at it the past couple of years. And so, you know, that's going to be a big key for us, is winning the turnover battle.
And again, if your last week is in reflection, your defense understands that and does that.
Yeah, for sure. So I think the big challenge this week is going to be coming out and stopping the running game that they present. They're big up front. They got good backs. A really, really good quarterback who is a veteran guy. So, you know, he's pretty accurate and he knows what he's doing. So we're going to have to stop those guys up front.
Yeah, when you think Grandview in the past 4 or 5 years, you think Johnny Sullivan. This is going to be his fourth start against Benedictine, and that's incredible.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time, and Johnny's a veteran guy. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He throws a good ball, and he knows what he's doing. And also, we're going to have to play really well in order to frustrate him on Saturday.
What am I going to see out of Grandview? I mean, what kind of things you talk about kind of running? What am I going to look out there and kind of see? What do I expect?
They're going to play a four-man front on defense, a version of cover four or cover two. Offensively, they're going to run the ball with their zone schemes, run some jet motion, condensed formation, some play action, where they take shots, get into some quick game, some double move stuff. So, and then they're going to play a physical brand of football. But the biggest thing that we want to see from us this week is how much we've improved from week one to week two. We got a lot of areas we can improve in. The penalties is the biggest one last week that was eye-opening to me, was we got to improve on penalties and limit the negative plays there. And then the second thing we got to do is we got to sustain drives better on offense. And then the third thing we need to do is continue to get turnovers.
And again, the running game for you guys, you move the ball around a little bit. I suspect you're looking for a few more yards down there.
Yeah, for sure. I think last week was a unique game because we weren't on the field much in the first half. And when we were, we had a two-minute situation. We were going to throw the ball. We didn't get the running game going in the first half. We did a much better job the second half rushing for over 100 yards there. But yeah, we want to be more balanced for sure. But I think the biggest thing is with last week is we really didn't know what we were going to get. And so some of the things that we had designed weren't there in the first half, and we did a good job of making adjustments in the second half and exploiting them in the running game to keep them off balance.
From last week's game, are there any surprises, and particularly maybe good surprises, things that you did that you thought, well, we can probably do this, but maybe you did even better than you thought you might do this early in the year?
There are, but I probably can't tell you about them on
the air.
Fair enough. No, the things that stood out to me, I think, are, in the running game, our freshman running back, Overstreet, he had 8 touches for 50 yards. He looked like he wasn't phased, so, that's something we can build off with him. He's a good player. And then just up front in the offensive line, we played 2 groups of offensive linemen. 4 of the 10 kids were true freshmen. And so you saw some of those, a little bit of mistakes, but also saw a lot of good things. We got an athletic group up front, so that's where we got to continue to build our depth. And, that was really good to see.
Do you have to bring freshmen along a little bit? You don't. Is it a thing where you just don't want to throw them into the fire too quickly and kind of get them acclimated maybe to the game?
For sure, and that's, that was, I really commend our coaching staff for getting those kids ready to play at such an early part in our season and with limited fall camp, because they come in a week after our returners come in. So, those kids they're smart, they're developed, they got to continue to develop, but they come from good programs, they're hardworking kids, so they fit well here, and they're gonna elevate our program for sure.
Last question for you, Coach, before I let you go. What's I see something out on the field here today, and what is it that I'm going to see that you will say, this is what we have to do to come away with a big win on the road here today?
We've got to win the turnover battle, and we have to win special teams.
There you go. Coach Osborne, appreciate it very much, man. Good luck here this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I appreciate you.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. Summer is here, and with the higher temps, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is upping its game with a fantastic all-star summer blizzard menu. Try the Oreo Dirt Pie Blizzard. It's got Oreo pieces, gummy worms, and fudge crumble. Maybe you're a caramel fan. You've got the caramel fudge cheesecake. Other great blizzard options include the berry cherry chip blizzard and the Girl Scout Thin Mint. Don't forget about their DQ cakes for birthday parties and other special events. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
As we're getting set for kickoff this afternoon in Des Moines, it is now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. And for me, number one, get pressure on Johnny Sullivan. Sullivan, already a 3-year starter against Benedictine, and in those 3 starts, he's only been sacked 1 time. So for the Ravens this afternoon, you've got to get pressure on him. The other thing I feel that Benedictine has to do is limit the third receiver. In the past, it's not been the 1 and 2 receivers that have hurt you. It's always been that third receiver against Grandview. So today, you've got to shut down guys like Gerald Salma and Carson Rollinger, and you're going to come away with the win today. So again, shut down the third receiver, get pressure on quarterback Johnny Sullivan. Kickoff coming up here soon, as those are your Keys to the Game, brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pre-Game Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek actual medical attention. When left untreated, hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques to repair hernias at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation. That number again, 913-367-6682.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Williams Metro Stadium in downtown Des Moines, Iowa. We're getting set for college football this afternoon here on Care Radio in the heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens on the road, hosted by the Grandview Vikings. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph, our producer and engineer, in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you here. And Gus, if you ever had just scripted up a beautiful day for the pairing of two of the best teams in this conference, this is exactly what you'd have scratched down.
Yeah, so the last time we got to be here was back in 2018. It was cold, it was rainy, and the Ravens came away with a win, and, well, the rest of the story wrote itself. Today, beautiful skies and a breezy Crest facility here. We're outside and under a nice tent, but gorgeous out here. Should be a great day for football here in Des Moines this afternoon.
Team captains are out of the middle of the field. They're being introduced to one another and about to go away with the flip of the coin. You talk about coming to Des Moines, Iowa, and playing a great Grandview team. They were in the national championship game just last fall and came up just short against Morningside. We all know how that feels. But I tell you what, these two teams have had great games. And for Benedictine, coming to Des Moines has not necessarily been an unpleasant experience.
Yeah, right now the Ravens are 2-1 overall when coming to Des Moines. Go back to 16, they won that game 7-3. In 18, they won 25-13. The only loss came back in the COVID year of 2020 when Benedictine lost 41-7 that afternoon.
As the flip has just occurred, the Ravens, with a tails call, win the flip. And Gus, this is different than they did last week. They have this time elected to defer to the second half. They won last week, said we want the ball. Today they win. They say we're going to take the ball in the second half.
They're going to defer their decision to the second half. And quickly as that, we're going to see starting quarterback Johnny Sullivan in his third. Well, this will be now his fourth start against Benedictine. And Johnny's had some pretty good numbers against the Ravens over his history.
No question about it. He's had great numbers against everyone against whom he's played. Of course, he's the returning conference player of the year from last season, a 6'2", 205-pound junior quarterback out of Clinton, Iowa. So we will see what they bring for Grandview.
So for Johnny Sullivan, let's just jump into it. He is 3-0 against Benedictine. He's been sacked only one time, 15 rushes for 52 yards and a touchdown. He's throwing at about a 63% rate, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 573 passing yards.
Put it about on the team for the Ravens. It's going to be Colin Bruner, the red shirt freshman, the kicker, and a couple of men back deep for Grandview. And they're going to settle in around their own 5-yard line. You're going to have Seth Jewell back there. You got Avery Gates back there. and we're about ready to get underway. Talk about a beautiful day. How about this? 74 degrees at kickoff time and a nice breeze out of the north, 11 miles an hour, 67% humidity. And Joseph, you'll appreciate this. How about that high pressure? You said it's cloudy in Atchison. It is crystal clear here. 30.12 and rising barometer. That's going to get you some great weather. The events that have all in the toe to it. High end over end. And it'll be taken at the 5-yard line by Avery Gates. He will cut to the left, cross the 15, gets to the 20, down at the 21-yard line. Nice job by Blue Kaplinger out of Lewisburg, Kansas.
Yeah, Blue down there on the kick coverage unit. And so for Grandview, they're going to start this possession at their own 22-yard line.
Grandview coming off the sideline, and they are big across the front. We'll be talking about that offensive line. Single running back is going to be in the backfield, and we see this so seldom anymore. Johnny Sullivan, the quarterback, is up under center. He will take the snap, handoff, running back, cut to the left side, dust back across, gets to the 25, up to the 26, picking up about four on a first down carry. A quick hitter by Allie Scott.
And that time, Tyler Wilson comes up and makes the stop for the Ravens. But this is something you see with Grandview. We talk about Sullivan and how great he is, but this is a run-centered offense. They're going to run first, throw second, and why not? That time they ran behind their big left tackle. It's Javion Caldwell, 6'7", 328 pounds out of Chicago.
What really, what Johnny Sullivan is, he's a facilitator. Okay, he gets the ball in the hands of the guy who's going to make the plays, and now he's shoveling receivers. He'll go trips right, two to the left, five in a pattern, nobody in the backfield along with Sullivan, who drops back from the gun. On a second down, six call, steps back, chased out, rolling right, looking downfield. He's got a long way to run if he elects to do that. He's going to be caught from behind and tripped up for a loss. What a great job by Isaac Anderson. He outran Johnny Sullivan, caught it from behind him.
That's Isaac Anderson. We talk about how big of a motor he is and how important he is to this defense. That's his first tackle of the season. Played all last week, did not record a tackle against William Penn. But his first tackle of the season will stop Johnny Sullivan for a loss. It'll bring up now a third and, let's call it, nine for the William Penn. For the Grandview offense.
You say William Penn, I thought you were going to go with William Jewell. But
it looks like Jewell out there.
All right, let's see what Grandview is going to do. Will they run the ball? Third down, long QB, three-step drop, drop it back, looking, has a man open in the flat, it's caught, beautiful pass, and he's going to elude the first defender, break away, and pick up the first down. Coming off the left side, that was a nice catch and carry by Gerald Sama.
Sama's one of those guys we kind of talked about in the pregame. He had really big numbers last year against Benedictine. Finally coming over, Josh Morris makes the stop.
Yeah, Gerald had big numbers. He was, in fact, the best receiver for Grandview last year. They 6'1 junior from right here in Des Moines had three catches for 83 yards last year. Coming out of that third down and long, Grandview moving the chains at their own 40-yard line. Play action again. QB's back to throw. He wants it all. He's going deep. He's got a receiver wide open. Cut! Beating the Ravens secondary down to the Benedictine 20-yard line. First and 10.
Gerald Sama again. That time working against Joel Mewis is able to just to beat him to the spot. And let's talk about Sama, because in the pregame, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game was don't let the number three receiver beat you. And that's kind of Sama in this offense. Last week, one catch against Central Methodist for 3 yards. He's got two catches on this first drive, and really has been the difference maker.
Grandview's quarterback 2 for 2 early in this ballgame. 12.5 to go in the opening quarter. Grandview has taken the opening kickoff and are moving it downfield. Their first and 10 of the Benedictine 20. And again, two to the left side, one to the right, running back on the left side to the quarterback on his first down call. Little wraparound handoff starting to the right, no room there, cutting to the left, into the backfield, breaks the tackle. Finally, several other Ravens get there eventually, and it's led by Dwayne Lacy. It will be a tackle for a loss, but that's concerning that the first few guys missed.
Yeah, the first couple guys, Allie Scott was able to just power away from, but finally, Dwayne Lacy grabs him, pushes him backwards. They're going to say a loss of a couple on the play. Let's call it a 2nd and 13 now for Grandview.
Vikings having no luck running the football, and that is something they do, and frankly do better than throw it, but they have been throwing very well. 2nd down and long from the 25. QB back, looks over the middle, wide open, iso pass, caught, splits the seams, and it is going to be down to the 15-yard line, just short of the first down.
That time coming over to make this stop for the Ravens, you're going to have defensive back Yannick Fingale, the freshman.
Carson Rollins here, the receiver on that pass, 5'11" senior from Elbridge, Iowa. Last week, 3 catches, 59 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Rollinger. He is a good one, but they just had that little crossing pattern where they split the zone. It's kind of an ISO pass inside the linebackers. Third down and 3 at the Benedictine 15. Grandview with the ball in the opening drive of the game. Quarterback looks right, throws right, has his man again wide open. Same play, touchdown, Grandview. They are eating up the Benedictine defense, just not overthrowing it, but just splitting up that zone.
Yeah, so what they're doing is doing 5 receivers in the pattern. That time they went trips to the right, 2 to the left. And they're just running them on little crossing patterns inside. And, you know, running guys coming in at 5, running guys at about 10, and then the outer guys are running about 15 yards. And right now Sullivan's just kind of picking out what level he wants to go to. That time a nice little underneath pass.
Looking for the PAT. It is airborne and good, and we're going to get timeout. Grandview takes the opening kickoff and puts it in the end zone. We're at 11:01 to go. Opening quarter, Grandview 7, Benedictine coming up.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Mason Hamilton kicks it away, and Benedictine is going to take the ball up short, and an up man is going to make the coverage for BC, and that was a nice job in there by Harry O'Neill. Benedictine is going to have the football for the first time this afternoon, and they'll begin, Gus, their initial possession with really, really nice field position up around the 30-yard line.
The Grandview defense coming off of a shutout last week down in Fayette against Central Methodist. Bring back some big parts up front. You talk about Kaiyan Mosley. He was first team all conference, big guy in the middle, number 90. He is the guy you got to watch out for this afternoon.
It's a first and 10 BC, and quarterback Garrett Kittle is back to throw. He's hit, the ball is knocked loose. Kittle turns it over. Benedictine, one play, one hit on Kittle, one turnover.
Guys, this is not the start Raven fans were hoping for today. Yeah, that time Tristan Waugh just came through, bent the edge, knocked the ball out from Kettle, and then dives on it. It will be first and 10 for for Grandview at the, they're inside the 20. Let's call that the 17-yard line.
Man, great start for Grandview, who already leads 4 minutes into the ballgame, 7-0, and they are set up. And they'll have the ball at the 17-yard line. They'll go very wide to the right side with T.J. Coonan. Last year, a couple of catches against BC. They'll fill a slot to the right, tight ends either way. Motion will go to the left side of the first down call. QB's going to hand off to his running back. Gaping hole, 15, 10. He's going to be down inside the 10. Very close to a first down. Huge opening in the middle. And let's talk about that Grandview offensive line going tackle to tackle. Caldwell, 6'7", 328. Wyland, 6'3", 287. Soto, 6'3", 10. Right guard, Solder, 6'3", 321, and the right tackle, 6'3", 290, Caden Young. Huge men up front. Second down and a short yard at the Benedictine 10. Grandview, leading at 7-0, has taken the ball away from the Ravens, who have not had a yard in offense. The handoff straight ahead running, picking up the first down, gaining about 3. It is first and goal Vikings.
That time, just a quick hitter to Avery Gates going off the right side. Avery, a junior out of Ankeny, Iowa, powers forward now. It'll be first and goal inside the 10. They're going to mark this thing down at the 8-yard line.
We were talking to Coach Osborne in the pregame show, and I asked him for a couple of what he thought were essential things in the game, and the number one was turnover.
Got to win the turnover battle.
QB is back, hands off. They'll sprint to the left side, bending the edge to the end zone. Touchdown, Grandview, on the feet of Avery Gates. And Grandview, 5 minutes and 17 seconds into the game, has a 2-touchdown lead. Waiting for another PAT effort from their junior kicker, Nate Hamilton. But the Benedictine defense, Gus, has given a big yardage right now.
78 seconds, right?
Yes.
78 seconds between Grandview touchdowns, and now on Hamilton to attempt the PAT.
Puts it right through there. Joseph, another break, if you'd be so kind, as the Ravens circle the wagons with 9:43 to go in the opening quarter in Des Moines. It is now Grandview 14, Benedictine nothing.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Grandview is nice and high, much deeper than the last one. It'll be fielded by Jay Sean Todd just outside the goal line. He brings it up the right side, and the kick coverage swarms him after a short return to the 16-yard line. And the Ravens Gus will begin their second possession with much worse field position than they begin their first, and his first at 10 BC at their own 16. 9:38 to go in the opening quarter. Grandview with a 2-touchdown lead already in the game. Motion man will come to the left side. The handoff is going to go. And quickly hitting the edge, Benedictus Jacob Gathright, and he will turn the corner around the left side, getting to the 20-yard line, picking up about 5 yards. And for a moment, guys, just for a moment, I thought he was going to get tackled at the backfield. He had to pull away from a defender who'd gotten back there quickly.
Yeah, Jake did a great job of making the first man miss. He was able to pull forward, pick up. They're going to give him about 6 yards on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 4 for the Raven offense. But again, get the ball, get some forward momentum, and try to get away from that fumble early.
Here's the handoff this time to your running back, and Rayshon will go to the left side. He's going to be very close to that first down. We got a little pushing and shoving and barking and face mask on face mask. And right now, guys, we're seeing a very aggressive play out there for Kyle Kluge and Grandview, the senior from Minnesota.
Yeah, Kluge, a really good outside linebacker. They're lining him up kind of as a safety. He had 8 tackles and an interception last season against the Ravens.
Rayshon's run is good enough for the Ravens. First and 10 of the game. Quarterback Kettle is back. Throws left side. It is going to be caught, and immediately the tackle is going to be made on Benedictine and Trey Albert. Yeah, Jacob is over there. I keep looking for him on the left side for some reason, but Jake Gathright, one of the, if not the fastest guy in the conference, with that catch and picks up another 5 yards. The Ravens, right now, kind of settling in, about 4, 5, 6 yards into play.
Ravens are going to take their running back out and go empty in the backfield.
2 to the left, 3 to the right. Back to throws, the quarterback in trouble. Now he's going to run. Gets away, gets up the field, gets the first down. Feet first to the 40-yard line. Gets hit late, no whistle.
Joel is out on the field.
He should be.
Screaming at the officials after that one. He is not happy.
Here's the deal. Not only is it his quarterback, but as a former quarterback, he knows that when you give yourself up to that first slide, you are immediately free.
Now he's going after the white hat. He is really unhappy with that call.
I get it.
Yeah, I do too.
Absolutely.
First himself up. Let him go.
From their own 39, Benedictine now moving the football. 1st and 10. Little wraparound handoff. Come to the near side. Jay Sean. He will get to the edge, turn it up, and this time he's going to be stopped after a short game, picking up about a pair.
Yeah, Jay Sean tried to put the foot in the ground and get south, but the problem was foot came out from under it, and they're going to give him about a 2-yard gain. If he's able to make that cut, there's a lot of green in front of him. Jay Sean really upset with himself that time.
Gathright is going to be wide to the right side. Two to the left on the Ravens' second down, 8 call at the Grandview 41. 7.5 to go, midpoint of the opening quarter. Pass is going to come to the near side. Gap right with a catch. He's going to be grabbed and hit and flung to the ground after minimal gain.
That time Felix King, the cornerback over here, was right on him. Felix, with his second tackle of the season, Jacob Gathright looks over to the far sideline and says, I need to come out for a play. Now the Ravens rushing around, and they are going to bring in Ethan Perrett.
See what Grandview is doing defensively, guys. They are making that first contact tackle. Third down, 5 for Benedictine. Ravens drop back to throw. Fire pass left side nearly picked off. That was a high-risk pass into a lot of traffic. Looking for Ethan. It's incomplete. Kyle Kluge is the guy over there. And again, what Kluge does best, is he a good tackler? Sure. Last year against Benedictine, 8 tackles and an interception. Because he's an intimidator out there. He's a talker. He's a guy who wants to kind of impose his will on the offensive players.
He's one of those guys that just kind of gets in your head, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's talking, just chirping the entire game. And now Ravens going to bring Cullen Bruner in to punt and back deep. For Grandview, it's going to be Seth Jewell. Jewell's already got a touchdown reception on the day.
Yep, and he's at his own 10-yard line. Ravens are set to boot it away. Bruner standing at the Benedictine 30. He advances, gets away. Nice kick, high and hanging. Return man is going to field it right on the 10-yard line. Dances away from the first guy. Breaks inside the second guy. Hit by the third guy. Finally tackled by the fourth and fifth guy at the 26-yard line. 16-yard punt return for Grandview. And back out of the field will come the Viking offense.
That time for the Ravens, the first guy down there, the gunner, I feel like he was expecting a fair catch signal because he started slowing up and then realized that Jewell was going to catch it and run with it. And at that point, he had already been beat, and so Jewel with a nice return all the way up to, you called it, the 26-yard line, where Grandview will send their offense out for their third possession of the afternoon.
Two possessions already, 2 touchdowns for the Vikings. They lead 14-0 at 6:40 to go in the opening quarter here in Des Moines. Motion will come to the left side. It's going to be Seth Jewel, the guy we've been talking a lot about here today, and quarterback Sullivan is back. Jewel in motion. QB is back to throw off the play action. Chase back, gets it away, gets it in the hands of Jewel. He'll go to the right side. Drags a defender, because the first defender gets there, but he is a small defensive back. He wraps around him, but Victor Terry gets drugged downfield by Seth Jewell, and he's close to the first down.
So we talk about Johnny Sullivan. This is going to be his fourth start against Benedictine, but he's so smart. Like, he understands that as the play breaks down downfield, he's got that outlet valve over there in Seth Jewell, so Benedictine started to get some pressure on him. He just turns, flares it out there to the right side, picks up about 8 yards. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 2 for this Grandview offense.
Spotted down at their own 35-yard line. Again, 2 to left, 1 right. Under center this time. The handoff is going to go to the running back. He bounces outside. And that time, an outstanding tackle made before he could get to the edge. Well done by Heath Baker, the Atchison native.
Yeah, we got to see Heath's alma mater last night as the Phoenix knocked off the Ottawa Cyclones. So Atchison starts 1-0. Heath gets his first tackle of the 22 season.
And it's a TFL back to the 33? I lost a couple of yards. It is a 3rd down, 4.
Big down right here for the Raven defense. This would be a good shot to slow down Grandview. They've got 2 touchdowns on their first 2 possessions. Try to force a punt on this play here.
Looking for that big, big stop. Back to throw is Sullivan. Over the middle, and it is dropped. It was in the hands of Carson Rollinger, but it was Yinka who put the big hit on, dislodges the ball. And the Raven defense has helped.
I really like that play by Unique as he comes through. He grabs with the right hand, brings the left across, punches the ball away. And now Uto will be back to return the kick from Grandview.
Cody Krushevitz will be back to kick it away. He's out of Nevada, Iowa. And last week with CMU, only 1 punt by Grandview. They're going to have their first kick coming here about 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. The boot nearly blocked, but is away. It is high, turns over, and Buteau gets away from it, and it's going to be down at the 29-yard line. And see, Austin Buteau did the right thing. We see so many punt return guys, and we saw it last night. Want to dance along and follow the ball downfield? No, you're not catching it. You're not fielding it. You're not looking for the return. Get away. Just go to the sideline and let it do what it'll do.
The other thing is with the skies today, right, it's straight up noon kickoff, and, yeah, you just want to get away from that ball because easy to lose that thing in the sun. Ravens going to put their offense out and start their third possession in the afternoon. They're going to start this one with Rayshon in the backfield.
5-11 to go in the opening quarter, 14-0 Grandview. college football here this afternoon on Care Radio. And this time the handoff is going to go straight ahead, and a mass of humanity. The gain is going to be short, picking up a couple of yards just across the 30, maybe to the 31-yard line.
Brayshawn working off the left side there, and he's going to run behind Chaim Okafor.
Tell you what, Chaim, a transfer in from PSU over the course of the summer. He is a big, strong man at 6'7", 327. Second down, 7. Quarterback will keep it himself. It is a quarterback boot to the left side. He will follow some block and ride a nice wave, and he'll find himself up pretty close to the first down. Looked like he was going to pick up a couple, and then the pile began to just float forward, and he stayed with it.
You know what I like the most about that play? Look out there and see big 71, Jacoby Henson out of Katy, Texas. He had his guy and was blocking him all the way over to the sideline, even though the play was by him. Coach Pops is going to love that one tomorrow. Probably two pluses on the sheet.
That's a double plus.
That's a double plus.
Third down. Third down at 1. Benedictine at his own 38. Quarterback will keep it, make the late pitch, putting his head down and picking up a first down, angling to the far sideline, going out of bounds into the Raven bench. Damon Weigand with the carry. Needed a yard. Got about 3 or 4. They advance the chain. That's the thing what I'm kind of looking forward to and surprised I haven't seen yet. And maybe I'm just impatient. But even after, in our pregame discussion, Coach Osborne telling me he had a great game last week, I haven't seen Derek Overstreet yet. First and 10, Benedictine at the 42. 3:45 to go, opening quarter. Ravens trail by a 14-0 mark. And again, the quarterback starts to run, now drops back to throw, going deep. Has a man wide open. It's going to be caught. 20, down to the 15, thrown to the ground at the 13-yard line. Had that pass been thrown better, and had Gathright not had to stop and come back for it, there would have been 6 for the Ravens.
If Jacob Gathright catches the ball in stride, most times there's not a lot of guys that are going to be able to catch him. That time the free safety had to come over and make the stop on the play. Pat Savage out of Lamoni, Iowa, getting his 4th tackle of the season. The Ravens continue to move to 6, now starting to threaten here just outside the 10. Going to mark this thing down at the 13-yard line.
That was really set up by the quarterback starting to run forward and then stepping back, freezing that middle. Here's a handoff into the right side. There's maybe a loss of a yard. Absolutely nowhere for Weigand to go.
Might be.
The lead tackler in the middle, Gus, for Grandview was Nate Ewell. And by the way, we have a lot of dupe numbers, okay, for Grandview.
I don't know. We're going to make something up.
Okay.
We're going to say Derek Overstreet's probably wearing 27 today.
You think that's what it is?
Yep. Okay. He's the one who ran that ball, and now he's lined up way outside to the right.
All right. We'll go with that. Quarterback will keep it himself. He'll come to the right side, duck his head down, goes inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line for Garrett Kettle. I think I got an email about a couple of number changes.
Did
you?
But I'm pretty sure that wasn't.
I don't remember seeing it. Saturday number changes.
Yeah.
No. Fuller, Bierman, no. Bennett are the only ones I have.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure 27 has to be Derek Overstreet.
We'll see if we can figure that out maybe at halftime when we can contact somebody. But in the meantime, Benedict and now looking at a 3rd down 7. They're at the 10-yard line. If they could get 3, they want more. Garrett back to throw. Goes right. This is the one they went through the last time, and again, it's a touchdown, Ravens. They ran that same play for the first touchdown last week. And again, Reed Levi with a leaping catch, the 6'4"-ish Rockhurst High School grad.
That time, Reed Levi working against a smaller cornerback in Felix King. He ran down the field, boxed him out, and used his size to get the Ravens on the board. Now, you're going to see Harry Balke on for the PAT.
If you'd done your homework at all, you would have seen that play last week and known that the Ravens were very capable of that play. What a great job by Garrett Kettle and Reed Levi. They found
they're looking for
a blocker. Yeah. There are guys short out here or something. Now they're racing somebody in from the outside. BC's found a gem in sophomore kicker Harry Balke. I think I have to burn a timeout here. Yeah, they're going to just take the delay and kick the PAT from 5 yards back. That's unfortunate that your special teams have those issues, but still game 2. I guess you've got this way you got something to work on all week.
There you go.
Garrett will hold. Remember last week on the field goal, I think he got maybe kicked in the hand or something because he came off a little bit dinged up. Balke, a 6'4 sophomore out of San Diego. A couple California guys in the backfield here. The placement is good. This thing is on a string, and it's in there. It is not, and there it is, wide left. Wow. So the kick was flat. It had no arc. It did not go through, and we got a timeout on the field. And missed PAT. 2:09 to go in the opening quarter. It is now Grandview 14, Benedictine 6.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The Ravens kickoff is high, short, kick it to the 5-yard line. Granby will cruise over to the left side, cut back across the green to the 10, 15, 20, front race 30, cross the 40, into Raven territory 50, going down the left side. He is going to take it 95 yards to Avery Gates, and Benedictine special teams continue to struggle badly.
That's just falling out of your lanes. And what happened was Avery Gates took the ball near the end zone. He kind of came into the middle. The outside guy started to concave, and he just bounced around the edge, got to the sideline, took it to the house.
So Benedictine gives up a 95-yard kickoff return, and after having a great offensive series, drawing back to within a score, find themselves immediately back down 20-6, and here comes another PAT. Joseph, get ready for another break here. This one is up. This one is good. We got a timeout. Minute 53 to go. When Grandview scores, they score fast. It's now Vikings 21, Benedictine 6.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in Des Moines, Iowa. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you here. Joseph, producing and engineering and taking care of us from the Care Radio Sports Studios. The kick is going to be away. End over end, high and again, not particularly deep. It'll be fielded on the run at the 15-yard line by Benedictine. Jay Sean looking for a block, gets it to the 20, to the 25, drags the defender to the 30, down at the 32-yard line. So another nice return, and Gus, again, really good field position. Great, no. Really good, though. You get out across the 30. That's a nice start.
But for the Ravens, again, you were just on the field. You put together a nice long drive. You came away with a touchdown highlighted by that 9-yard pass from Reed Levi, or from Garrett Kettle to Reed Levi. Problem is now, got to get those big offensive linemen kind of back to this defense.
Garrett Kettle running for his life, throws the ball as he's getting hit, and the pass is picked off. A horrible decision. The second turnover by the Benedictine senior quarterback, and Grandview is going to have the ball, and the Ravens into the field. He was being chased.
Yeah.
He should have run out of bounds. He should have thrown it away and instead tried to make a play that he cannot make.
Yeah, Kettle was running to the offside and just never really set his platform, just tried to run and gun it out there. The problem was he had a receiver about 15 yards further than that pass. There were three guys underneath, so The only way that works out well is if you overthrow it. Anything underneath, and it's going to be intercepted. And that time it was intercepted. And now Grandview sending their offense out, leading 21-6, and we're not out of the first quarter. For Grandview, here's a chance to really put a nail in. Quarterback will have a little straight-ahead run, maybe a face mask. The running back breaks away, gets across the 40 to the 35 to the 30, down to the 29-yard line, running through the Benedictine defense, picking up a first down. The Grandview ground game, moving the football.
Yeah, and right now you're seeing a lot of guys getting up and a lot of talking already happening. And it's really right now between the offensive line and the defensive line. And right now, I'm sure those offensive linemen are really talking it because that's terrifying, right?
Yeah, you never know what you get downtown Des Moines.
But right now, the offensive line for Grandview really imposing the will.
First attempt at the Benedictine 30. Grandview leading at 21-6 with a minute to go in the first. Quarterback will go over, pull in his tight end from the right side, whisper in his ear, and now Grandview's going to take a timeout. And guys, let's keep it right here with only 50 seconds to play in the opening quarter. We're about due for our end of quarter stop anyway, so we'll just talk about how Johnny Sullivan, he is only 6-7 throwing the ball, 98 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions.
Garrett Kettle with that last play is going to be what?
3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 3 or 4, 58 yards, a touchdown, one interception, the running game right now for Avery Gates. 2 carries, 9 yards for the Ravens. Garrett Kettle is their leading rusher. 2 carries, 11 yards. Rayshon, 2 for 11. Gathright, 1 rush, 5 yards. Jared Zama, though, 2 catches, 56 yards. Jacob Gathright, Jacob Gathright, 2 receptions, 51 yards today. Reed Levi, 1 reception, 1 touchdown.
So is it fair to say that in the first quarter, Gathright is the blown bright light?
Yeah.
On that offense. Here we go with a 1st and 10. Grandview coming out of the timeout. And apparently, Sullivan had seen something that he either didn't like or something that he did like and was trying to communicate it to his tight end on the right side. They took a timeout to set this play. At the Raven 30-yard line, the motion will go to the left side. They're going to hand it off on that little jet sweep to the left, cutting outside, getting across the 30, pulling away from another would-be tackler, goes inside the 25 and down to the 24-yard line. Gain of about a half a dozen.
So, right now, Grandview's having a lot of luck running outside. And by running outside, they're running right at your defensive backs and forcing them to make the tackles and staying away from defensive linemen and linebackers, the guys who like to tackle. And right there, forcing somebody to come up and make the stop. And that time for the Ravens is going to be Kyle Rowland, the redshirt freshman out of St. Charles.
As a freshman, he's getting a little indoctrination of what the college football game is like. And one thing that if he doesn't know by now, you got to figure out you ain't tackling him at the shoulder pads. Here we go, Gerald Sama. He's dangerous, wide to the left side. But the handoff is going to go to the running back, starts left, cuts right, and as he runs into the middle, a great middle, does a superb job of making a stop.
Zach Gill right there filling it quickly. Zach, his 4th tackle of the season. And with that, we are going to come to the end of the first quarter.
Can't end quickly enough for Ravens fans. We're going to be back. 2nd quarter coming up here in Des Moines, Iowa, after 1. Grandview 21, Benedictine 6.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Banks, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
A whopping 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. The good news is that 99% of all skin cancer cases are curable if caught and treated early. The surgical care team at Amberwell Atchison is holding free skin cancer screenings on Friday, September 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. No appointment needed. All attendees will receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Back with you here in Des Moines, Iowa, as we get set to go to the 2nd quarter of this afternoon's Benedictine College Raven football game. BC finds itself a little bit jammed up, trailing 21-6. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio.
Cubs Counts with you here. Tom Counts, and well, it is it's been a hard start for the Ravens. But guys, you got to understand, Granby's a good team, pretty decent team, you know.
But you can't make mistakes against these kind of teams, right? The Ravens in the first quarter had a kickoff return for a touchdown, a missed PAT, a fumble that set up a touchdown, and an interception that started this possession. So, you know, too many mistakes in the early going in the first quarter.
Second down, one. Granby will have the ball at the Benedict and 19-yard line for the first play of the second quarter with a two-touchdown lead. Quarterback Johnny Sullivan is back to throw, dropping, rolling right, being pursued out of the pocket, still rolling, still looking, and throws the ball in. Now, what did Johnny Sullivan do differently than we saw a moment ago? He threw the ball away. And now we've got a penalty marker down to the 10-yard line. Now, that ball was nowhere near anyone.
That ball bounded out of bounds, and then the official turns around and throws a flag.
He was well out of the pocket. It was well downfield. There was no, I don't know what this could possibly be. We'll see.
Maybe a defensive holding.
We haven't had mentioned the way of penalty so far today. I'll say that. Well, so for Benedictine, as it rains, it now pours, and we're going to have a free safety call for holding for BC. And that is going to move the ball downfield. It will put Grandview in a first and goal situation at the 9.
That time it was a defensive back working against Brandon Martin over there on the backside, and Martin had nothing to do with the play, and I didn't see the hold. Not saying it didn't happen. But you got to think, if you're a guy like Brandon Martin, you're a little upset that you're in Des Moines today and not in, you know, Arkansas playing Cincinnati.
He could be in Fayetteville, transferred out of the University of Arkansas. The pitch is going to go to the running back. And again, this is what they've done all day. They run the edge. They get to the corner. They get inside the 5-yard line, bump that out of bounds along the near side at the 3. And we're going to take a timeout. 14:47 to go in the half. It's Grandview 21, Benedictine 6.
Summer is here, and with the higher temps, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill & Chill is upping its game with a fantastic all-star summer blizzard menu. Try the Oreo Dirt Pie Blizzard. It's got Oreo pieces, gummy worms, and fudge crumble. Maybe you're a caramel fan. You've got the caramel fudge cheesecake. Other great blizzard options include the berry cherry chip blizzard and the Girl Scout Thin Mint. Don't forget about their DQ cakes for birthday parties and other special events. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back here to Williams Stadium, Williams Metro Stadium, the home of a handful of high school teams here in the city, and on occasional Saturday afternoons, the home of the Grandview Vikings. Player coming off the field and actually up and coming off the field is the tight end for Grandview, and they're going to take him over here to the training tent and take a look at him. We'll hope that he's well. Here we go, back to play, and Grandview will be looking at second and goal. They got the ball at the 4-yard line. Two receivers wide to the wide side of the field, two receivers to the short side, and a single man in the backfield. That's Allie Scott. We haven't seen a lot of him, even though he's the starter. And now he'll break out of the backfield, roll left. Quarterback looks right, now throws across, has a man open to the back of the end zone, and is broken up very nicely. What an outstanding defensive play, Gus, for Benedictine and Joel Mewis.
Yeah, Joel Mewis back there doing a great job working against Brandon Martin, the 2017 JUCO recruit. So, let's talk about his So, he started at East Mississippi Community College, then goes to University of Arkansas as a four-star recruit, teeters around, and then ends up finding himself up here in Des Moines.
With that incompletion, and by the way, Brandon Martin was really lobbying the official for an interference call, did not get it. It is now third and goal, inside the 5, back to throw, QB, a man in the back of the end zone, and is it caught in play? Touchdown, Grandview. a valiant effort by the Raven defender, but Gerald Sama just took the ball away, and Benedictine find themselves now down 27-6. Yes, Jackson Hoskins was back there. 6'1" cornerback. He had the height enough to get there, but that was just a good play for the receiver.
Yeah, Jackson did everything he could have. He played it right. He got his hand in there, but Sama was just able to pull it away.
Placement of the PAT. It's up and good. It's upright and goes through, and we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about why Johnny Sullivan has had such incredible success today when we return. Right now, though, with 14:22 to go in the opening half, it's all Grandview. Vikings 28, Benedictine 6.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
David Hamilton going to kick it away, and another nice kick. The wind behind him will drive the return man a yard deep, and Benedictine is going to bring it out. Right side of the 10, getting up to the 20-yard line, and down there is going to go Benedictine's return guy, Austin Buteau, and first and 10 Ravens at the 20.
So you lose yourself about 5 yards.
Yeah. I understand Austin wants to return the ball. I understand he wants to try to make something happen for his team, but right now, Ravens have just got to...
You got to start finding building blocks, right? Like put together some solid plays, some solid things to build on right now. So for Grandview, that last touchdown drive was set up by the interception on possession four for the Ravens. So here we go.
Here's a little straight-ahead handoff. It is going to bounce outside, breaking a tackle or two, and pick up about 4 yards, leaping into the air and running through the tacklers, Rayshon.
Yeah, that time Rayshon hits the right side, bounces out, hurdles a defender, and pushes forward. They're going to give him about 5 yards on the play. They're going to mark him at the 25, so it'll be second and five for the Raven offense.
You know, a lot of times these teams met, Rayshon, 19 carries for 59 yards. So, not a huge day. Here's another handoff, Rayshon. No, the quarterback will keep it. Boots right, gets to the 30, and Garrett will cross the 35, picking up a Benedictine first down at the 36-yard line. Nice fake into the middle today. I like the handling of the ball and the fake into the midsection of Mills and pulling it back out as he took around to the right side. Advance of the ball brings a first and 10 for Benedictine at their own 36-yard line. 13 and a half to go in the half. Single man in the backfield once again. This time he will hand off Rayshon, who turns his body sideways in an effort to knife forward, but is met by a sea of red jerseys and pushed back for the gain of one.
The first guy in there for Grandview, Nate Collins, the junior out of Des Moines, his fourth tackle of the season. For the Ravens, we're seeing Garrett Kettle run the ball a little more today than we did last week, and I say that. Garrett was credited for 9 carries last week for 2 yards. Today, we've seen Garrett Kettle go 3 carries for 23, so he's running about a 7-yard clip.
Benedictine has a lot of adjustments made in the offensive line on this sequence. We're going to talk about that. Back to throw again as Kettle steps up in a pocket, rolling right. He's got some room to the 45, gets to midfield, steps out of bounds. He's going to be inside the 45-yard line. We'll see where they'll mark him out. It's a 43, so that turned into a very nice run. And what the Ravens have done, Gus, is what they had been doing intermittently last week, and that is bring in a different group, the young group, if you want to call them, of offensive linemen. And right now, a couple of juniors and a bunch of freshmen on that front five.
Well, right now you're looking for a group that works, right? It's in basketball we see all the time, the math substitution, five in, five out. Right now you're trying to find something that's going to work for you.
Wraparound handoff, trying into the middle of the line, and it'll be short yardage for Damon Weigand, the Raven 5'9 senior running back. He'll take the ball down to the 40-yard line.
all in all, this has been a nice possession for Benedictine as they march it downfield. And you know what they're doing really well? Keeping the ball on the ground.
You know what they're doing? They're keeping the defense off the field for a
minute. Absolutely. Giving them a moment. Braves are going to bring Jacob Nielsen back into the game. Jacob is on the front five. Beside him, big freshman, 6'2", 299, Jacoby Hinton. Second down, 7. Ravens at the Viking 40. Lots of movement, penalty markers all over. They're going to stop the play. I thought they were going to give them a free one.
Yeah, well, they're going to stop the play because I feel like Rocky Schoenfelder came across and made contact.
So they're going to talk it over. You've got Jim out there for Benedictine and also out there for the Ravens. Guy that's not even on our depth chart right away. You've got offensive lineman Rashid Beckham, 6'260". So the offside for the defense is not going to give BC a first down, but it's going to give them a nice something that I, you know how I love, second and one.
Hey, you'd love that second and short call, right?
Second and short is the best call ever. The ball is down, and can you hear it? At the 35-yard line. 11:40 to go, rolling along here in the second quarter. Ravens trailing at 28-6. Garrett Kittle will keep it himself. Runs around the right side. Gets the first down. Takes it inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. And wait, was that Jay Sean on the Wildcat?
Yep, that time they ran the... That's the first time we've seen it this year, right? We saw it a handful of times last year where they take Kittle, move him off to the wide receiver position and put Jay Sean at the quarterback position.
So Benedictine will pick up the first down into the backfield now for BC. It's going to come Derek Overstreet. He'll be to the left hand up. Garrett Kittle, who is back into the quarterback spot. Kittle's back to throw. He's got it Overstreet wide open. The terrible pass, and there was no chance for Overstreet to make that catch. It was over his head. It was behind him. He leaped in the air, tried to spin around, but no way to catch it.
Yeah, you got to throw it out in front of him a little bit, lead him into that pass. Instead, they threw it right at him and over him. So he had to, like, jump, and it was not the prettiest pass in the world from Garrett Kittle.
Clock stops with that incompletion. 11:01 to play in the half. Second down, 10. Benedictine at the Viking 29-yard line. They'll move Overstreet over to the right side. The snap is very high. Kittle has to leap up. Hands off. Overstreet slips, falls, no gain. The Raven offense sputtering here once they've gotten inside the 30-yard line. How about Rocky Schoenfelder, Houston native on the defensive end for Grandview, makes that stop. And for Benedictine, because they're running backs, they are not going to overpower anybody. They're not going to run over anybody. They've got to run around people because they're not big, but they are so fast. We talk about that repeatedly.
Yeah, I mean, all with the exception of maybe Rashawn, and he probably flips that script.
Back to throw is Kittle on a third down, 10, goes left, has a man open, and it's going to be caught. Jacob Gathright, he'll kick the catch and pick up a first down inside the 15-yard line.
Really like the, you know, field awareness out of Jake Gathright, understanding he needed to get to the 15. Where did he run it to? 15. And so for the Ravens, they're going to be able to pick up the first down right there. Overstreet's going to check out of the ball game, and for the Ravens, they're going to go with none. They're going to go no running backs and bring five guys in that are pass catchers.
We go inside 10 minutes of play in the first half. Benedictine treading at 28-6, but now threatening. First and 10 to the 15. In the into the defensive alignment is going to come 6'2", 295, Kiam Mosley. Quarterback will take it. Is it just sweeping out to reverse? Going to the left side. There is Green. He's in the 10. He's in the 5. Cuts to the middle, down to the 3-yard line. That was a delightful play. And you know the most delightful part, Jacob Nielsen. He's in the end zone, still blocking.
What does that play remind you of? It reminds me of 2018 when the Ravens ran the same play coming to this end zone and Aaron Jackson ended up getting the big touchdown that ended that ball game. So I like all the movement that went on there. I like Kittle getting out in front, putting a block. I like Nielsen down the field. Again, the Ravens putting together a good drive. It's just been so many mistakes today that have got them in this 28-6 hole.
First and goal. Look at Gathright. Way wide to the right side. He's almost on the out-of-bounds mark on the left side. And the handoff is dead. It's going to go to the running back, puts his head down, pushes forward, got a yard maybe to the 3. That's tough, tough property to gain down there for your running back.
That time they were running in the middle. And big Aaron Brown did a nice job of filling the gap, 6'1", 255-pound sophomore. And, again, with Brown and Mosley there on the front, it's difficult to run inside.
Linebackers being taken out, additional alignment put in on the Grandview front.
Ravens second to goal at the 3. Quarterback will keep it himself. Garrett now makes a pitch into the middle, and touchdown, Benedictson! That was a high-risk but high-reward play. As Garrett starts sliding to the right, he realizes he's being closed in on, and a little shovel pass. We were talking about the shovel pass on I-35 coming up here this morning, and it goes into the end zone, and Benedictson is back on the board. They'll go, oh, I thought they'd go for 2.
Kind of that Andy Reid special play right there.
Maybe.
Right? That underneath shuffle pass, instead of the tight end, you did it to your running back, and now Ravens looking for the PAT.
It's kicked, it is up, and I've just got to wait. It's good. Thought they'd hit the last, and they did not, but this one is successful. Benedictson is on the board with 8:39 to go in the second quarter. Your score, Grandview, 28, Benedictson 13.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
The kick into the wind by Benedictson is high. The wind is going to knock it down. And Gus, I think even startling himself, it's Avery Gates ranking a fair catch call for the ball. There's no one around him. And then he wants to run with it, and he's a little, I think, disappointed in himself that he had made that fair catch call.
You know, up until a couple of years ago, the fair catch, you know, you only saw it on punts. But then the fair catch now, any point on the field, will move the ball out to the 25 like a touchback. So, for Grandview, at the end of the day, yeah, I know Gates probably wants that one back, but it's not a bad deal.
For the Benedictine defense, here's a chance now to rally around that nice offensive series and get your team the ball back. 8.5 to go in the half. 1st and 10, Grandview, who leads by 15 at their own 25-yard line. Quarterback is under center. Deep drop. Back to throw. Lots of time. Going deep. Throwing it as hard as he can. He's got a receiver downfield. Caught between two defenders. One defender dropped off. One defender stepped back. And wide open down the field. What a great play and a great catch and a big, big pickup.
Yeah, Josh Moore's cut underneath that play. And I really thought maybe he was going for the interception.
I did too.
And instead, he just kind of cut underneath and was going to the legs of the receiver after he made the reception. And Kyle Rowland had good over-the-top coverage, but tough break right there. A big play for Grandview.
And for Grandview, another guy that doesn't appear on any of our stuff, making that catch, number 15, that is going to be Damon Street. 1st and 10 at the Raven, 30-yard line. Handoff is going to go into the middle of the line, breaking one tackle, breaking two tackles, still on his feet, running through a third tackle, down to the Raven 25-yard line.
Ravens have a linebacker that's a little slow to get up after he got run over by the running back on that play. And
if you're a running back and you run over a linebacker and he comes out of the game, you're going into the huddle kind of saying, what? And look at that. So for Benedictson, defense quickly is on its heels here as Grandview has it 2nd and 5 just outside the 25-yard line. 7.5 to go in the second quarter, midpoint of the second.
Right now, I like the offensive play calling from Joe Woodley.
Quarterback is back again. Tons of time. A penalty marker sails late, and the pass is going to be picked off. Here come the Ravens up the right side. 30, 40, up to the 50. He could go to the 30. This is going to be a 90-yard return, but does it stand as there's a marker down early in that play? Let's see what it's all about.
You got to think the penalty marker came in. I feel like it's a formational issue against Grandview. The official is going to let us know.
Grandview's walking off the field.
Hey, yeah, see? So an illegal shift against the defense, and that Joel Mewis is going to get his 2nd interception and his second pick six of the season.
And when Joel got the ball, he was running upfield. There was a burst of speed from the 30 up to midfield where he just outran all of the offense. Those offensive linemen, okay, they're not known and need to be real fast. Joel's racing down the side, and then one of the offensive backs was chasing him. He got a huge block from one of his teammates around the 30 and sprinted into the end zone. What a play by Joel Mewis, and suddenly the Benedictine defense leaps to the top and has its team back to within nine. Looking for the PAT, and again, you got Harry out there. Grandview fans suddenly sitting on their hands. Their kick is up, and it's going to be blocked, but that's because the defense, the outside end was it through? You got it through. And the end from the left side was two steps into the backfield where the ball goes into play.
He's got a hand on it, and it still went through with plenty of room to spare.
Joseph, we're taking a timeout. It's a wild one here in Des Moines. 7:09 to go in the first half. Now, Grandview 28, Benedictine 20.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Raven kick is away, and it's going to be taken by Avery Gates. And he's going to say, no, let it bounce out of bounds. It goes out at the 5-yard line. And so the Ravens are going to be penalized. The Benedictine kicking game, Gus, continues to struggle. But how about that defense? And if you're an upcoming opponent of Benedictine, are you watching what this defense does when you throw the ball into the flat? If you make any kind of a mistake, you're giving up six the other way, because their coverage is good in that flat, and should they pick it off, as you mentioned, world-class sprinter speed from Joel Mia.
Yeah, and how about this? Josh letting me know that the senior we're finding out is Mavis.
Mavis. Mavis. I like it. Had an aunt named Mavis. First and 10 at the 35.
Mavis Beacon taught me typing.
Straight ahead and picking up about 3 yards to the 38-yard line. There was nothing fancy about that. And this is something that maybe Ramsey's going to go back to as Allie Scott goes straight ahead. We haven't seen much out of Allie Scott. He was the listed and has been the starting running back for this ball club. But Allie, with 6 carries and 19 yards, has not had a banner first half yet.
Yeah. Right now the running, Allie Scott with 6 carries, Barrier with 1, Avery Gates with 3, and Johnny Sullivan has the 1 for -3 right now.
Total of about 45 or 6 rushing yards for Granby in the first half. Quarterback is back to throw. Feel on the heat. He's looking at him, throw it away. That has got to be grounding because there was no one near. He was straight behind the center. And is there no penalty? The official's got his hand in his pocket. He's thinking about it.
They're going to say Seth Jewell raced back at the end, and he was nowhere near it when the ball came out of his hand, but they're going to say that that saved him. And look, the coaching staff for Benedict,
no way, that's not a grounding.
The field, they're not really happy with it. Now it's going to bring up a 3rd and 7, and
here comes the Grandview offense at their own 38-yard line, 6.5 to go in the half. Again, the deep drop. Quarterback being chased. Throws one to man wide open at the 40. Hit and drop 3 yards short of the first down. Superb gang tackling for the Ravens, and the first man in there for Benedictine, Javon Bloomquist.
Yeah, Bloomquist doing a great job over there and understanding. You're going up against a big tight end like that. You take the pegs out from underneath him. It'll bring up a 4th down, and for Grandview, it'll be their 2nd punt of the afternoon.
Javon Bloomquist, sophomore defensive back. That was absolutely an outstanding play. And Benedict, they've got to do something they haven't done much today. They got Austin out there for the punt return. 5:45 and rolling along here in the second quarter. Benedict is back within a score. The snap is back. The kick is away, away from the return man. Now Buteau's going to backtrack and take it at the 10-yard line. Cuts to the right to the 15. He'll bounce outside. Penalty markers all over the place as it gets across the 30. Now the penalty marker hits the ground. You know there's some blocking problems out there.
Yeah, so this is going to be a block in the back somewhere around the 22-yard line. So all said and done, this is going to end well for the Ravens. But they'll have the ball.
Last week, Grandview rolled up incredible yardage against Central Methodist. 74 plays, that's a ton, 500-plus yards of offense. And so far here today, what do they have? Total offense, so many lines they have now. Out of order for me. Total yards of 182. Benedictine with 165. Hey, what? These two teams have been pretty evenly matched. Ravens have made more mistakes. That's why they're trailing by a score.
Yeah. And honestly, if the Ravens can clean up a few things.
So there you have it. That ball is going to go back to the, where are we going to go? About the 11-yard line, 5:27 to go. That is just about the right amount of time. We talk about the old, on the way up again, the old school notion of a 2-minute offense and now the more modern notion of a 4-minute offense. Well, at 5:27 to go, that's just about what you're going to want to execute here, the 4-minute driving downfield.
Because here's your chance for the twofer, right? We always talk about you want the twofer. If the Ravens can use up most of this clock, get down, score right before the half, you deferred your selection at the beginning of the game, so you're going to get the ball to start the second half.
And Benedictine goes first and 10. Single man in the backfield is Rashad. Snap is very high. Garrett has to go up and get it. Fires a pass over into the right flat. Caught at the line of scrimmage for little to no gain. That play took forever to develop because it was like molasses.
Yeah, that time they were trying to do a swing pass out into the flat, and Jacob Gathright had nowhere to go and then gets lit up late by Patrick Savage. Talked about Savage the junior out of Lamoni.
So for Benedict.
Lots of new industry going into Lamoni as we drove by.
Yeah, there's all kinds of buildings and stuff going up around there. Okay, they're going to give him a couple of yards, make it a second down eight. Again, Kettle, back to throw, with time, has his man and nicely tipped away. That was a very, very good defensive play by Felix King.
That time again, looking for Jacob Gathright down the far sideline. He's going to fall incomplete. Now, quickly as that, the Ravens are looking at a third and long, and let's call it third and eight right here.
And the double-edged sword that you hear me talk about probably a little too frequently. You throw the ball, and if you don't get any yardage, you give it back in 30 seconds, and the Ravens are on the verge of doing that. It's a huge third down for that and other reasons.
Now watch Reed Levi. He's going to be lined up as the middleman on the trips to the left side.
Long count. Third down, eight. Back to throw. Pass over the middle. It's going to be caught, and diving for the first down, Jayshon.
Great field awareness right there by Jayshon Todd. As he caught the ball in the slant, he realized he was a little shy. What'd he do? Put a foot in the ground, went straight north, and then go forward as far as he could, able to pick up the first down.
Had that.
We're looking north here.
Yeah, your left is north. The wind is coming straight in from the north, and he had that Greg Louganis thing going on, right? First and 10. There's another mark in of time passing, knowing Greg Louganis.
Did Greg have a pool in Coral Gables?
Probably. Pitchers are trying to find a spot of the ball. Now, I don't know where we're marking her back. The whole chain gang is reversed, and the ball is clearly at the first down mark,
and
it looks like.
Joel is having a word with the white hat now.
He has a word with them all.
But he's not wrong. They moved the sticks. Now they're going to go back, reset them, and try to measure this thing.
I do not know how that gets done. Benedictine has had an issue with some of the calls and some of the lack of calls during the course of this ball game so far, and we've still got 4:40 to play in the opening half.
I've been saying it for years. Iowa officials.
Iowa officials are our Iowa officials. It's as simple as that.
I don't care if it's football, basketball. Do you have officials in soccer?
I don't know.
Is this just the honor system movie?
Yeah.
Now the officials are going to line this up and look. I don't know. It's a football and a half past the stick. So it used to be a bigger deal measuring the ball because, you know, when you had the big crown on the field,
these turf fields, I mean, like, they line up pretty
relatively
easy,
flat.
Right?
Relatively flat. The lines are pretty straight. So the Ravens do, after it's all said and done, have that first down they felt they'd had earlier. 28-20 is the Grandview lead. Ravens first and 10. Handoff is going to go to the right side, and there's just not any room for Rayshon. He tries to get outside. The defense collapses in on him, and he's maybe going to lose a yard or so. How about Seth Adrian out there out of Davenport?
Yeah, Seth Adrian, one of those guys that's getting his first tackle of the season here this afternoon. And now, with 4:15 left in the first quarter, Benedictum with the ball, trailing by eight. Hope you're enjoying Raven football here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Complete different change in the front lineup for Grandview on this second down and long call. Quarterback is back. Looking. Throws one right flat, caught. 25-30. Dancing out to the outside and picking up a first down. Again, Damon Wagon. That was so smart. And now there's a marker down back of where the quarterback, Garrett Kittle, was hit, I think, late.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like
but
might
that's not the first time that's happened. It would be the first time it was penalized. There you go.
You feel like now we're starting to see a few of the mistakes Benedictum was making early. They've cleaned those up, and now we're starting to see some of those mistakes happen with Grandview. That time, roughing the passer, so you're going to knock the 15 on the end of the reception. This is going to put it out near midfield. Officials walking, and he's going to stop just shy of midfield and mark it down at the 49 of Benedictum.
Right now, the big play in the game is the pick six by Joel. That has been a real momentum changer. Were the Ravens close to doing pretty well before that? Yes, but that has been a huge, huge difference. First and 10, just short of midfield. Back to throw again is Kittle, rolling, in trouble, pass is picked off. Kittle throws it through the hands of a receiver, bounces off him, right into the arms of big A.J. Vasquez, and as soon as we say the Ravens have some momentum, they throw it away.
And so for Garrett Kittle, it's going to be his second interception, and he's got a fumble. So having a tough afternoon with three turnovers, and the Ravens still only find themselves down by eight with 3.5 minutes left in the first half.
The true danger here, not only the fact that you've turned it over again, but you're leading by eight. Grandview's got plenty of time in a short field to maybe reestablish a multiple score lead.
Now, Johnny Sullivan's out on the field, and he's imploring his coaching staff to get on the same page because he's throwing his hands up. There's too many guys on the sideline trying to give him thoughts.
First and 10, here comes Grandview.
Johnny's probably been here longer than most coaches.
Probably all of them. Here's a handoff, running back straight ahead. Bounces outside, breaks the tackle. Finally hit at the knees, breaks another tackle. And now there's pushing and shoving by the offensive lineman on the Raven defensive back. A gain of five.
Coming up to make the stop on the play, Javai Bloomquist.
I got a question for you. Does Grandview want to be the bully of the conference?
Sure they do.
Why not,
right? I mean, you come in, you continue to win the North Division. The only time you didn't, I think, was the 18th season that Benedictum did. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of going to be their M.O.
Second down, they're going to say it was a gain of four. Second down, a half a dozen inside the 45-yard line. Motion will go to the left side. Sullivan's going to hand off to his running back. We'll go straight ahead again, run around the defense, or the end, and get inside the secondary, and finally get pulled down by Zach Hill. First and 10 for Grandview. And they are running the ball. Running the ball sets up throwing the ball. And they've got a lot of time with 2:50 to go before halftime, leading by eight. The ball is at the Benedictine 37-yard line. Grabby will go very wide to the left side. Seth Jewell had a nice start to the afternoon. I got Damon Street over here on the near side. Motion will go to the left. Quarterback will hand it off to his running back. He'll again go straight ahead, get grabbed by the ankle, and held on for dear life. That's well done by Dwayne Lacy. Although, Allie Scott was able to drag forward to pick up a yard or two, but Dwayne held on, and that's something the Raven front has not necessarily done all day.
Now, Grandview being on the correct side of the field, don't get me wrong, they're looking to punch this in before the half, but you're well within field goal range of their kicker, Nathan Hamilton, one of the best kickers in the country.
All-American, right?
All-American. Had him last year. Then I feel like he's probably on pace to do that again this year.
And I'm seeing number 34. Here we go. I got Nate Wilcoxon. The wide is now out of the tight end and at a wide receiver to the left side. QB's back. Throws it into the ground. Right at the feet of two unrushing defenders for Benedictine.
That's got to be great. There it is.
All right, Johnny Sullivan was backpedaling. He was in trouble. Now he's looking over and talking to the officials, and there was somebody close. There was nobody close, Johnny.
mentioned yet, Heath Baker and Tyler Wilson, is the defensive ends were really in the back pocket of Sullivan.
Now, the tough break with that is going to be, it's also going to be a loss of downs. You're going to lose second, and it'll be third and long.
We're at a minute 44 and a half. See, and Sullivan is smart. I mean, bottom line is, that was still probably the best thing to do with that ball right there.
If you're going to do it, just throw it out of bounds, right? I get where he was just...
He was like spiking it, almost as if you were stopping the clock. He just threw it right down at his feet. Third down for Grandview at about 19. Now out of the Benedictine 46-yard line.
You know what that penalty also did? Pushed you out of field goal range.
It did. You know what else is happening here? The temperature's falling.
Mm-hmm.
The wind is really whistling out of the north. At the beginning of the game, it was 11 miles an hour. It's got to be higher than that now. Third down and long. Sullivan is back. Here comes the Ravens blitz. He throws the ball at the last moment. It's a floater. He's got a man wide open, and it's caught. Dropped. What a job by the Ravens secondary. He had a wide, wide open Nick Danielson down there, but... How about Adam Wilbers, huh?
Adam Wilbers, the junior out of Helias, comes down late and able to get a hand in there, knock it away, and Sullivan very upset with himself that he underthrew it so much. And with the incomplete pass, you're going to see the punt unit come in.
You realize earlier in this half they would have completed that pass, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, we talk about Ole Miss all the time.
With a minute 35 to go in the half, it is the Vikings set to punt the football away. Punter. Cody Hrushvitz takes it in his own 40, pooches it, kicks it to the right side. Ravens are going to get away, takes a huge Viking bounce. What a job. 20, 15, 13, 12, 11, 10-yard line. Make that 5-yard line. What a nice job. You don't have to kick it hard. You have to kick it well or kick it smart. Grandview did that. And it's over the Ravens with 81 seconds to go in the half, trailing by 8. He just takes this thing to the locker room and regroup.
Yeah. Unless you have something, you know, kind of cute, kind of quick.
If you've hatched something up.
Yeah.
You're doing I've never played a video game in my life, but unlike on Madden, I mean, can you, like, create a play? Is that what you do here?
They're going to put Damon in there, so I'm feeling they're going for this thing, right?
A little wraparound handoff to the running back. He's going to be hit and down at the maybe 6-yard line. He may have gotten a yard. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and Wigand, the clock is down now to a minute 10 to go in the opening half.
Now, Grandview burnt that timeout early. If not, I feel like they would be burning them up now, trying to maybe block a punt here.
Yeah, I thought they were going to take one. They have not, and everybody's just kind of standing around. Benedictine is in absolutely no hurry at this point.
Because for the Ravens, they're going to get to the locker room, if all holds true, trailing by a score.
Second down and about 9 at the 6-yard line. Wait for that play clock to roll down. I don't even see a play clock. And here's a handoff into the middle, and he barely got out of the end zone. Is it a safety?
No.
Did he get it? Oh, he got out to the 2. Okay, wow, because they stood him up and threw him back. And that is now we're going to have a Grandview timeout.
See, and that's why when you have Damon in there, he's a little faster back, who likes to get outside, but when you run him into the middle, he's going to get those losses and where the chance of him getting picked up and thrown back. Now, Grandview's going to utilize their second timeout, so they've got one left, 28 seconds left here in the first half.
So for Benedictine, here it will bring up a third down when they get back out of the field, a third down and 8. And
you have a halftime interview today.
Oh, God, a good one, too. How about that Big 7 League former athlete, a guy from the Northeast Kansas area, Caleb Cook. We're going to talk about as we go through meeting all of the Benedictine assistant coaches at halftime of the games this season. We're going to talk to him, learn a little bit about his background, you know, find out where he's from, where all he has played ball, because he's got a very strong resume playing football, and, of course, then his relationship with and his job at Benedictine. Caleb Cook, the defensive coordinator for Benedictine, will be our halftime guest.
Right now, the Ravens looking at a third and long. It's going to be third and 13. Benedictine's been good on third down today. This is maybe a little different scenario. They are 3 of 4 on the afternoon.
You run it into the middle. Do you throw it to the outside? What are you going to do here?
Roll Kettle out and get away from all the mess in the middle.
from their own 2-yard line. Third down call, and they will hand it off to the running back, and he just puts his head down and gets out to about the 3 or 4. Again, the defenders grab him and roll him around and whirl him around on the ground. They're trying to, and again, inflict their will a little bit, maybe hoping to dislodge the ball, but I think just aggressive play.
You know the other problem now? Ravens are going to have to kick this thing back to Grandview. They're going to be out of timeouts, and with this big win behind him, I mean, Hamilton's probably going to be back within field goal range. Last year, he set the record for Grandview with a 49-yard field goal. I know I had him as an All-American last season. He was all-team conference, 3 of 3 last week for field goals, 6 of 6 on PATs last week.
Well, the ball's got to be nosed up to the 5-yard line, so on that run, they're going to allow Benedictson, their punter, Cullen Bruner, to at least have a full drop on this kick. But kicking into the wind, the return man for Grandview, who's up there, is going to be Seth Jewell. And he's figured on feeling this at the Benedictine 40. So he's expecting literally a 30 or fewer yard punt here. And so from the 40-yard line, they'll have no timeout steps. From the 40, you'd be talking about a 57-yard field goal. So they'll have to pick up a few yards. With 26 seconds left on the clock, heels to the back of the end zone. Cullen Bruner waits for the snap. Perfect, right at the waist, gets it away. It's a terrible kick. It's high, not very deep. But nice fair catch is going to be called for. That turned out way better. It got up high and it hung. It did not allow a return. So, Gus, that really turned into a pretty nice advantage for Benedictine. So give Cullen some props on that kick after all. At the 41-yard line for Grandview with 21 seconds and no timeouts, the ball goes in the air.
Yeah, you can throw the ball in the air. You can probably actually run it right now if you wanted to. I wouldn't. But if you do throw the ball into the field of play, got plenty of time to get up and clock the ball. But everybody's got to be on the same page of understand that when the guy goes down, get up there. We need to get set so that you can clock it.
Gerald Sama is going to go wide to the left side. Carson Rolliger will slot to the left, 2 to the right side for quarterback Sullivan. A single running back in the backfield is going to be Scott. First down call. QB is back. Blitz is on. He throws it deep. He's got his man at the end zone and broken up in the last minute. That was a spectacular highlight reel play by Joel.
And Joel Mavis is a guy who has now 2 interceptions. Both of them he's taken back to the house. And you're trying to pick on him right there. They threw it to him and got a hand on it at the last second. Johnny Sullivan, again, going to wish he had that one back again. It was a little underthrown to where Mavis could get a hand on it.
And the thing is, with the wind at his back, you think the ball would be carried a little further downfield instead of being a little bit short. Here we go with 16 seconds left in the half. Grandview still at the Benedictine 41-yard line, this time with a second down call. Trips left, single man to the short side. Running back on the right side of the quarterback, he stays in the block. QB's back, wide open, man over the middle is going to be way short. That ball poorly thrown in. Zach Hill right there. You think Tyler got a hand on it?
Yep, because the officials even came over and indicated there can be no pass interference. The ball was tipped by Tyler Wilson.
We've got 13 seconds left. I like him. Great kid. He's out there. He's kind of having a little happy feet right now. He's a little better than I think that this team was a quarter ago.
So now if you're Grandview, you tried to attack twice downfield. 13 seconds, I think now you need to probably attack underneath and try to at least set yourself up for a field goal to put this into a 2-possession game.
Quarterback on his 3rd-down 10 call is back. Deep drop. Looking. Throwing deep, throwing left, has his man, and it's going to be caught. Is he out of bounds?
The ball is pounding.
They're going to call his complete. That is.
Are you
and now there's a
the
fielder saying no.
Because he had it, but the ball then bounds off to the track, an incomplete pass, and now it'll bring up a 4th down for Grandview. I understand what the official was doing. He's making the spot. He's making the spot. The backside official is the one who watches the catch all the way through, and as he hits the ground, the ball bounces and rolls out to the track. So, great job by the officials.
Teamwork.
I didn't think Iowa officials had it in.
Teamwork. And now it's the ball out at the 41-yard line. What's Grandview going to do here? 7 seconds
fourth
to play. Down. It is 4th down. The down box is 3rd, but it is, in fact, 4th down at 10. And you just kind of got to go deep here, right?
Yeah, you just chuck one.
Lob it up there and see what happens.
The Ravens are going to go safety way back there.
Sullivan back to throw. And here he goes, throwing left, has his man down there, and it is picked off by Benedict and slipping and falling out of bounds at the 6-yard line. Josh Morris
And that will take us to halftime. The Ravens with an INT to end and put an exclamation mark on the first half. We'll be back here in Des Moines to summarize the half for you as they go to the locker room. It's Grandview 28, Benedictin 20.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Des Moines, Iowa, where we're going to briefly recap that opening half, 28-20. Grandview leads Benedictine at halftime. Gus, you got a lot of numbers, and there's some good news, bad news. But tell you what, both coaching staffs go to the locker room saying, that number, that score, is way too big for, I think, for either side.
Yeah, I don't think either coaching staff expected this thing to be as high scoring as it has been. I mean, we're seeing 48 points so far here in the first half. But for Benedictine, a lot of mistakes, right? You had a fumble, 2 interceptions. You had a kickoff return that went back for a touchdown. Mark all that down, and you're still only down 8. For Grandview, you look at the pick 6 by Joel Mavis, and then, I don't know, I kind of write off the last interception of the half. But, again, you were doing so well. You had scored touchdowns on 3 of your first 4 possessions. But then you threw the pick 6 at back-to-back punts and an interception. So, again, the second quarter wasn't as kind to Grandview, but for Benedictine, 2 touchdowns in the span of a minute and a half really made the difference so far here in the first half.
Raven offense has more total yards than Grandview as we go to the locker room. Second half is going to be absolutely fantastic. We're looking forward to bringing it to you live here on Care Radio, but right now we're taking a break. It's intermission. We're in Des Moines, Iowa. Second half coming up for you with a halftime score. Grandview 28, Benedictine 20. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got to bring you some halftime.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Halftime this afternoon, we're visiting with Caleb Cook. He's the defensive coordinator's linebackers coach. Coach, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. First of all, we got to start off right at the beginning. People see your name in the program or read it, you know, on the website. They automatically probably think that you're related to people in Wichita and own a huge industrial complex.
That would be false information. Unfortunately, that would be false information.
Because, in fact, people around the area probably know about you and are familiar with you and your family from your association with high school football and playing at Sabetha.
Sure. Sure. And it's actually pronounced different than Wichita is pronounced Coke, and we're pronounced Cook. So
exactly. So anyway, let's get the little bio. You're what? Sabetha, born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised. Born in Topeka, but lived my whole life growing up in Sabetha. My family's there. Both my sisters live there. Parents have lived there the whole life.
Played for the Blue Jays.
Played for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Played football, basketball, baseball, golf. So did a little bit of everything in a small school. So it's a really nice place to grow up, and yeah, just really enjoyed it there. And it's a great little town for sure in northeast Kansas.
Who was your head football coach when you were there?
Head football coach was Matt Garber.
Okay.
Before him, it was John Garber, who was there for years and years. Matt was his son. He took over. He took over when I was a freshman, and he was my head coach for 4 years. He's a great man, great coach. And he's the athletic director there now. So head football coach there is Garrett Michael, who was my defensive coordinator in high school. Just great people to learn from, and kind of really made me want to be a coach. You know, just the way that they took care of us and the way they pushed us and the way, you know, what I learned from them is kind of why I wanted to become a coach.
After your high school, a successful, very successful high school career at a very quality program, you decided, hey, I'm not done with football. You just went on and ultimately played Division II ball down at Topeka.
Yeah. So went to Washburn and, you know, had a good experience there. Found out that, college football is a little different than high school football. You know, high school football in northeast Kansas, playing at the Division II level. So I had a great experience, battled some injuries, and, you know, played my role. Wasn't an All-American by any means, but played my role and learned the game and worked hard. And, you know, had some of my best friends playing there. Met my wife at school. So, I had a great experience. And, again, that's kind of what solidified me. Getting a college coach, and just with the coaches I worked for, or worked under there, that were my position coaches, coordinators, and the head coach. So I had an awesome experience. Playing at Washburn.
After you graduated, the answer is I'm not done with football yet. And so then you stayed on and did GA work.
Yeah. So my undergrad was in education. So I knew I kind of wanted to get into education and coaching. I wasn't really sure high school. College at the time, and just had an opportunity to become a GA, graduate assistant, and work on my master's. And really, that's when I was like, okay, this is, you know, the college ball is for me. And was there for worked multiple positions. Started on the defensive line, coming from playing linebacker safety in college. Worked defensive line, and then I worked with a tight end. So I moved over to the offensive side, which was a great experience for me as well to be able to work on that side of the ball, which I hadn't played since high school and had never coached. So I coached the tight ends, fullbacks. And then my last spring before joining Benedictine, I was able to work with the running backs. So, and work with special teams, run a special teams unit. So that was awesome and kind of really jump started my career. And I was able to get some experience coaching, you know, some different positions, which is great.
Okay, so you've coached and played on the defensive side. You've coached. Also, you talk about the fullbacks and the tight ends on the offensive side. Is there a common thread? I mean, if you can coach one position, you've kind of got a hand up on coaching all of them. I mean, is there a lot of similarity in it?
I would say the defensive side of the ball, there's differences, especially like the side of the ball offense. It's like, you know what the play call is, you know what you're going to do. You have to react to what the defense does. But you can kind of just know your job, do your job based on where the defensive lines. Defensively, it's all reactionary. So it's all, you know, we don't know what we're going to see. We don't know what they're going to run before the snap. We just have to react and know what our rules are. You know, play with good technique. So very different. I really enjoy coaching on the offensive side of the ball when I was a GA. I'm more of a defensive guy. But they're definitely different, which is really interesting. So it's awesome to have experience on both sides, no doubt.
So tell me the story, and I have to feel like there's some kind of a story, how you ended up leaving your alma mater, leaving Washburn, where you played, where you coached, and coming to Atchison. I suspect that Coach Wilcox and conversations with him had a lot to do with that move.
Yeah, so it was just kind of, I think we were in spring practice in 2016. I was coaching the running backs, and I had been flying to get full time jobs everywhere, and I come back to the office, coach's office after spring practice, and a voicemail from Coach Wilcox, and you know he said he's interested in bringing me in on a visit. And the crazy thing is I really had, you know, coming from Sabetha, we played, you know, we played Lauren Hill, we played Atchison. I'd been at Atchison a decent amount, but he brought me on a visit for an interview. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never really been on the campus, and I got on the campus, and I was blown away. And really, Coach Wilcox, he saved my resume from, like 6 months prior. He had it, and he, you know, had, I guess, had me in the back of his mind. I don't know why he came to the decision to want to, you know, there's an opening, came to the decision to want to bring me in on an interview. And just from there, you know, he interviewed me and showed me around, and I was sold. And then I think he offered me the job the next day, and I said yes, you know, immediately once he called me and offered me the job. And, you know, now it's been, you know, 6+ years, and it's just been awesome.
First positions that you coached when you came to Benedictine?
So I was the outside linebackers coach for 3 years, and then I became the inside linebackers coach and special teams coordinator for 2 years, and then now still coaching the inside linebackers, and with Charlie stepping away, taking over the defense last year and this year. So really been on the defense side coaching linebackers, but went from outside linebackers to inside linebackers after my third year on campus.
It seems to me that in your journey from playing and coaching, you have been mentored by some great guys. You mentioned Coach Garber up at Sabathia, the coaching staff when you were at Washburn, and then to work with both coaches Wilcox and Gartmeyer at Benedictine. These guys had to be a real influence on you, and, you know, I would think a real help in getting you where you want to get.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't speak enough for what Coach Wilcox has done for me, what Coach Gartmeyer's done for me, those two guys and their experience, and just, you know, how they handle different situations and how they treat people and how they, you know, just operate. Just learned so much from those two guys. It's just been, I've been super blessed. You know, who else has worked for a Hall of Fame head coach, you know, a defensive coordinator who's been the defensive coordinator for 40+ years. So to have that kind of experience just around you, just to watch and to see how they do things and, you know, really take notes and learn. It's been crazy. It's been awesome.
Let's take a little step back. You've been footballing for most of your life, certainly all of your adult life. If you were not coaching football, what would you be doing? What would have been your career path?
That's a million dollar question. I don't know. That's you know, I have some other hobbies. I like golfing. So I think, like, you know, another career path could have been something down that line where I don't know. You know, it's something that, like, when I think about it right now, it's like I think about what would I do if I didn't, you know, if I wasn't a football coach. I don't really have an answer, to be honest, because this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. You know, maybe something in business, finance, something like that. That stuff does interest me. And yeah, that's really where I'm at. Pretty locked into what I'm doing here.
Well, you mentioned your hobbies. You like to play golf. Any other things? I mean, are you a fisherman? Do you build model boats in a bottle? I mean, any other stuff that you like to do in your time?
I like to spend time with family, and we like to travel. So I love to travel places, just see the world and spend time with my family, seeing the world. I like to do things outside, like golfing, hiking. Not a big fisher or hunter. That's stuff I did growing up. But yeah, just really, I really like traveling and just, you know, traveling with my family and just, you know, seeing the world and making memories. That's probably one of my main hobbies outside of football. I mean, you know, I like sports. I like, you know, pick up basketball. I love to golf. That's probably my number one hobby outside of my job and family. But yeah, just being outdoors and just experiencing different things.
Caleb Cook is with us, defensive coordinator at Benedictine. Were you on the staff during any of the Benedictine European football trips? Did you get to make any of those?
So 2017, they went to Austria, Germany, and I wasn't able to go. Me and my wife got married that summer, so we weren't able to make the trip. We planned on going to Paris, I believe it was 2019, and that trip got canceled because of COVID. So that was a huge bummer. We were really excited. Me and my wife were going to go, and my parents were going to go, but that got canceled. So unfortunately, I've never been on one of these legendary trips to Europe with Coach Wilcox and the team.
But I was able to watch the game, and it was just sounds like an incredible thing for our guys.
Tell me about something that we don't know about you. Maybe a talent. Are you a musician? Do you sing? Do you have a skill or something that people would not see you and know you and make that connection?
I feel like I'm a pretty good singer. You can ask my wife. My son loves listening to me sing, but I'm really not that good. And the one thing I am very good at is just like simple math in my head. For whatever reason, I'm pretty good at math, and I can do, you know, simple math in my head pretty quick. So that's something I've always been good at, and I actually enjoy it. That's kind of, you know, why, you know, maybe if I wasn't, you know, coaching football, I'd be, you know, doing something with numbers or finance or, you know, but that's something I am good at that probably most people don't.
Let me ask you, we've talked about your high school coaches and stuff, who mentored you and who are really inspirational to you. As a kid, though, you were obviously sports-minded. When you were growing up, who were your sports heroes? Who's the guys that you looked at and said, man, that guy's great?
Yeah, I was able to watch, you know, kind of when I was getting into really watching, when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, Michael Jordan was kind of at the end of his prime and playing. So I really, really followed him. He was a big one that I remember following. Barry Sanders. I always wanted to be a running back, so I was a big running back guy. Him being a Kansas guy, I always, you know, liked Barry Sanders. I enjoyed watching, you know, Tiger Woods. You know, all the greats. I enjoyed watching Tiger Woods growing up. And those would probably be some of the main ones. But yeah, really every sport, I always had a favorite player that I was kind of drawn to for whatever reason.
Defensive coordinator now at Benedictine. Is it the job you thought it would be? Is it what you expected that you were getting yourself into? Harder, easier, different in any way?
I would say there's a lot of things that I didn't expect that are in ways harder. Just, you know, I always thought, like, you know, I could call the defense. I feel like I would do a great job. But like when you get in that spot, like sometimes the pressure that you feel, and you know, just the other things outside of just, you know, being the defensive coordinator on game days that you have to deal with, are some things that, you know, I'm still learning and still you know, adjusting to, and you know, so yeah, it's definitely I love it, I enjoy it, I'm excited about where we're at defensively right now. But yeah, definitely some challenges that I, you know, when you're not that guy that I didn't foresee, that I'm definitely learning and, you know, working through. There's no doubt.
I've talked to head coaches over the years, and they would tell me when you're way ahead in the game and things are going well, man, all of those assistant coaches, they're right there and they're full of great ideas. But suddenly when you're down to that last big player, that last final moment and needing something to happen, you look up and down and suddenly you realize, man, it's all you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's kind of like our players are out there playing. Like my job is just to, and our job as a defensive staff is just to make a call that gives them a chance, put them in position to be successful. There's, you know, there's no perfect calls. Everyone has different philosophies on when to call certain things. So just put, you know, just calling a good call and giving them an opportunity to just execute the call. They're the ones that have to execute it, and, you know, calling things they're comfortable with in different situations is big. But at the end of the day, you know, defensive coordinators making calls is not winning the games. It's the players executing, and it's our job to get them to execute at a high level. And what they're executing at a high level is probably what we need to be calling most of the game in different situations. So
one thing I would think that for you as being a defensive coordinator and a coach on the club is getting yourself surrounded by those right guys. And so that translates into the recruiting aspect of the job. That's got to be one of the most difficult, maybe one of the most, I would think, fun parts of the job, bringing in the right guys into the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, recruiting, that's the difference coaching high school and coaching college. We can recruit to our style of defense and like recruiting talent, but also recruiting the type of kids that we want to fit into our culture. So that's what's exciting, is when we bring in a recruiting class and like they're the type of kids that fit into our culture, both athletically, academically, just as a person. So that is a lot of fun to be able to just bring in the kids that you want to be around all the time. And, you know, there's always going to be, you know, a few kids that you have to reel in and get them to buy into the culture. But that's something that, to me as a coach, is most special, is developing their relationships, their recruiting, and then seeing those guys come in and really develop both as a person, as a player, and then see where they go from being an 18-year-old kid when they show up here to now they're 22, 23-year-old, fourth-year, fifth-year seniors, and just seeing how much they grow, and a big part because of, you know, the coaches and the program and the culture and the school. So that's very rewarding, there's no doubt.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us. We're so glad to have you here. Always good to see you. And I'm going to call you a local guy, certainly an area guy who's come into Benedictine and been very successful, and we're looking forward to a lot more great things from you and the program, and wish you all the very, very best of luck as we follow you through this 22 season.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action.
We're 30-12. 30 points in. Yeah, I knew it was going to start coming down. Welcome back. Williams Stadium, downtown Des Moines, Iowa. We're getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's college football game on Cam Radio as we go to the third quarter. Grandview leads Benedictine 28-20. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy in charge of making all that good stuff happen at halftime and through the course of the game, our producer and engineer. Joseph, thank you. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts and the Ravens. Gus, who won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, have elected to defer, and they will have their kick return unit out there, and they're going to have the wind at their back, so this kick will probably be knocked down a little bit as the wind continues to gust from the north. Here's the boot. It is high. It is hanging. It was just stopped. It caught at the 22. Coming all the way around the field to the 25, to the 30. A lead block to the 40, putting his head down to the 45. Crossing midfield. Buteau, how about that? They're going to start in Viking territory.
Austin Buteau with a great return. He caught it on the far sideline, made his way all the way across the field, caught a couple blocks, crosses midfield, and for the Ravens, we're going to start the second half in Viking territory. And already the Vikings have put their defense in a little bit of a hole.
And the officials looking where they're going to spot this ball down, and now they're moving the Ravens around a little bit, coming up to the line. They didn't get a very good spot out of that. They're going to have it at, say, 49 of Grandview. Here comes Benedictine and senior quarterback Garrett Kittle out of Altaloma, California. He had some rough sledding in the first half. He rolls back. He's in trouble. He's hit. He throws it to the ground, and he is going to be, there's the penalty for the late hit.
No, the penalty is going to go against Grandview for the late hit.
Yeah.
You had the tight end on a tight end screen right there. So they're pointing at Reed Levi as the intended receiver, and then you're going to get the personal foul against Nate Collins, number 52.
These are the things we talked about in the first half, this trying to be the bully thing. Here we go. Now, in case our good listeners are unaware, we are in fact sitting in the middle of the visitor sideline, right in the middle of the stands in a tent and surrounded by Viking fans. I mean, I don't know if you could tell that from the reaction.
Maybe
you could. I'm not sure.
All right, so now here's the question for you.
Yeah.
Right, you dial this thing up for the house, right?
Absolutely. You go, this is the play. You go
that you
right
look for
half
it. Right at the house.
Trips left, two right. Nobody in the backfield with Garrett Kittle on a first down 10. Benedictine just inside the 35-yard line. Now they're going to bring back into the backfield Jay Sean. Quarterback is going to keep it. Boots right. He's to the 30. Out of bounds at the 25. And pumps late out of play. And it's going to be, I think, another Benedictine first down. And that time they just tried to fool everybody, and Garrett just took it around to the right side where Nate Ewell makes the tackle. First and 10, Benedictine.
Garrett Kittle, we talked about it last week, didn't run the ball a whole lot against William Penn, but this week he's running the ball in effective situations, right? When he needs to, he's running and not just taking off for the mere fact to run the football.
Rayshon is in the backfield. We've also got Jay Sean and Gathright on the right side, both in tight. Handoff is going to go range shot. He'll bounce to the left side, get hit from behind, pulls away from a defender, take it down to the 20-yard line, continues to drive. They may give him the 19. That's going to be a tough 5 yards, but a good 5 yards. Not going to the edge, but in fact, taking it off the left tackle.
That time running right behind Jacob Nielsen, 6 foot four, 287-pound tackle out of Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Got a player limping off the field for the Vikings in Angelo. It is a second and 5, Benedictine, inside the Viking 20-yard line. First series of the second half, very early third quarter play. And again, the wraparound handoff, and straight ahead running and being grabbed from behind and then slung forward. Rayshon gets thrown close to the first down.
Now, Rayshon going to be really near at that time running behind the center, Rashad Beckham. It'll bring up a third and let's call it a yard right there. Rayshon Mills now 8 carries, 22 yards on the day.
Taking out, interestingly enough, Tristan Waugh and Rocky Schoenfelder, the defensive linemen, and they're making an adjustment here against Benedictine defensively is Grandview on a third down and a long yard. 13-13 to go in the third quarter. Snap back, the pitch slap, there's the edge, there's the first down, it's inside the 10, make out a first and goal on the wheels of Rayshon Mills.
See, I like when they're getting Rayshon downhill. I get it that that was outside, but it was a pitch, and then put the foot down and go south. So a nice little run right there by Rayshon Mills. And right now he is by far the largest running back of the day.
And here's the thing. If you know the history of Rayshon, you got to remember, he is a converted fullback. I mean, this guy is made to run downhill. It is a first and goal, Benedictine, just inside the 10-yard line. Kettle will take it, rolls right. He wants to run with the ball. Gets a nice lead block, now turns it inside. He's got good size and just rides the wave as he did a couple of times in the first half, all the way down to about the maybe 7-yard line. It'll bring up a second goal for BC from there.
That time coming up to make the stop on the play, Tago Daysaw, a defensive tackle out of Muscatine, and Nate Collins on the play.
For the Ravens, that lead block downfield, Gus, was Dylan Bennett, big freshman lineman.
Ravens going to keep out there with Damon on the field, Damon Weigand. You got to think Damon right now is probably just a little more of a decoy. 5 carries, negative 7 yards on the afternoon.
Second and goal, Benedictine at the 7-yard line, 3 minutes into the third quarter. Motion will come over to the right side. They'll set the tight end there. QB's back to throw. Rolling right, looking right, has his man and missed him at the 5. Undefended and wide open in the right flat was Benedictine, and this thing is going to go incomplete. And they're going to be looking at now a third and goal for BC out there for the reception.
There we go.
Is that Matt Sanford?
Coming into the ball game now, Reed Levi
there you go.
For the Ravens. Because, again, not sure why you don't go back to that play that's worked 2 weeks in a row where Reed goes into the end zone, kind of post up against a smaller defender.
That was Harry Balke, by the way, who was thrown at in that down. Third down goal at the 7. Ravens back, looking right. He's got a man wide open to the left and does not even look that way and throws it away. Penalty markers out of the field, but Gus, disappointing that undefended, no red shirt within 15, 18 yards. And he never did anything but look to the right. Totally focused, total tunnel vision.
Little throwback to Jay Sean,
wow.
And he walks into the end zone.
So we'll see what this very likely holding call that will be declined is all about. And here comes the field goal unit. Benedictine hoping to get back to within a touchdown here.
So Harry Balke going to be out there to kick.
Harry is in to put a toe to it. It'll be held by Garrett Kettle. Zach Filippi, the long snap guy. It is back. It is down. It is up. And it's good. We got a 5-point game. Time out of the field shows up at 11:37 to go in the third quarter in Des Moines. It's now Grandview 28, Benedictine 23.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Good to have you back with us here in Des Moines. The Ravens advance. The kick is away, and it is going to be fielded by Grandview from the one-yard line. It's Danielson coming up. He's going to be hit at the 15, down at the 18-yard line. That is the best kick coverage of the afternoon by the Benedictine special team. How about Brian Barrera, huh?
Yeah,
that senior's been really an asset to this team.
Yep. What a transfer in from the University of Mary. Made the stop on the play, and it'll be first and 10 now for Grandview. Grandview coming off, we talked about it a little bit ago, after the pick six by Joel Mavis on their fifth possession. Sixth was a punt, seventh was a punt, their eighth possession.
Oh, nice job.
Quick reflexes. So their eighth possession ended the half on the interception. So, again, trying to get something going. You got to think they've got to establish Allie Scott here early on.
Jewel Rollinger-Sama, the three receivers in the pattern. And the handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll try the middle, and Benedictine will down him after the gain of about a yard and a half short of the 20-yard line. Again, this Benedictine team, Gus, has come out of the halftime locker room. Seems like they're a little bit reinvigorated here.
Heath Baker along with Gavin Spangler in there. Gavin Spangler had a big day last Saturday against William Penn, having nine tackles and a TFL and a tackle right there to start the second half. Will bring up a second and long for Grandview.
Single man to the backfield to his immediate left, quarterback Johnny Sullivan. Now looks over toward the near sideline. Coach is changing the play. He's giving him a big zero goose egg thing. As shifts the running back from the quarterback's left to his right, and looking left to throw, throwing to the side, and it is caught by a player on the track. What in the world?
But look, right next to him, number zero. Maybe that's what it was.
Throw
it to zero on the track here. That was the play. So it's going to bring up third and eight now for Grandview.
You know what? I don't know anything about Johnny Sullivan. I don't know any of his fears in life, but what he's not afraid of is throwing away the football.
Yeah.
He is willing to do that, and that's a quality in a quarterback that you want.
All too often quarterbacks say, I can make that throw
and
try to weed something in there that they don't need to. Sullivan smart, throws the ball away.
That Brett Favre gunslinger middle set. Not always good. Third down and long. Back to throw again to Sullivan. Steps up. Throws it near side. That's not even close to the receiver. It goes incompleted. What great coverage on the near side for Benedictine by Javi Bloomquist.
So Javi Bloomquist has been playing an interesting position here in the second half. They kind of have him like a safety, but they've walked him up in the box a lot. He's been right in the grill of Johnny Sullivan twice on that possession. That time he was back in coverage and was able to slow up the intended receiver. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and again, Grandview is now punting, where they only punted once in the first quarter. They punted twice so far in the second quarter, and now their first punt of the second half.
Here's the kick. It gets away. It is high. It is going to be fair caught. No, it's going to be taken by Buteau, and he might as well have fair caught it because he's down instantly for no return on the kick. Benedictine is going to take over the football for second possession of the second half, coming from their own 42-yard line. They trail by five with 10.5 to go in the third quarter here in Des Moines, Iowa. And, Gus, after that offensive sequence, Grandview quarterback Johnny Sullivan comes up the field. He's waving his arms in the air. He's coming up to the coach, and he's just not happy with how the offense is. I don't know if it's with what someone is doing, with how the unit is doing, with what the play calls are coming in, but he's not. He came off an unhappy athlete.
Yeah, and Johnny Sullivan, again, been a three-year starter. This is his fourth year as a starter. So, again, coach is probably going to take a little more from Johnny and how he feels from the field.
First down pass over to the left side is going to be complete to the 45, 40, 35, 30, and then a tumble and a headlong tackle, and it's going to be down at the 35-yard line.
And we're going to have a marker comes in about the 45-yard line, and you're going to expect that is a blocking penalty downfield against the Ravens.
We got a Grandview player who's shaken up, the one who kind of submarined the receiver across the way. And we will wait for a moment to see how that works out and to see how it works out on the near side. And, Joseph, they're going to be taking a little bit of time, so I'll let you share some of that time with us, and we'll take a quick break. What do you say? 10:20 to go in the third. Grandview remains in front, 28-23.
A whopping 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. The good news is that 99% of all skin cancer cases are curable if caught and treated early. The surgical care team at Amberwell Atchison is holding free skin cancer screenings on Friday, September 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. No appointment needed. All attendees will receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Summer is here, and with the higher temps, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is upping its game with a fantastic all-star summer blizzard menu. Try the Oreo Dirt Pie Blizzard. It's got Oreo pieces, gummy worms, and fudge crumble. Maybe you're a caramel fan. You've got the caramel fudge cheesecake. Other great blizzard options include the Berry Cherry Chip Blizzard and the Girl Scout Thin Mint. Don't forget about their DQ cakes for birthday parties and other special events. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Well, good to have you back with us here in Des Moines as we return. The Ravens snap the ball to a chorus of penalty markers sailing. So, 10-yard penalty against Benedictine. So, back-to-back big penalties have hurt this Raven second possession of the second half. When this thing gets assessed, the ball is going to be inside the Benedictine 40, inside the 35, and he's standing there eyeing it up and down at the 33-yard line. 10-17 to go in the third quarter. Grandview leads Benedictine in this Heart of America Athletic Conference ball game, 28-23. Trips to the near side. Cathright's over here. Quarterback is back this way, and he throws it, and that should be a pick six. That was an absolutely inexcusable pass. Throwing it over to the near side and looking for Derek Overstreet because that ball was thrown so badly. There was no one but defenders.
Yeah, Overstreet cut inside, and that time Kettle threw it to the outside. And really, it's a good thing that the defender fell down or else he was going to walk into the end zone because there was nobody around. Overstreet didn't have a shot to, you know, right, recollect himself and get over there. So another turnover for the Ravens. And again, got a shot to take a lead, and you just couldn't do it on that drive. So
for Benedictine, three interceptions and a lost fumble for Garrett. He's having a rough, rough Saturday. 10 minutes ago in the third quarter. QB is back to throw. He is being chased. He just throws it away again. Tackled deep in the backfield. And
Johnny, again, up talking to the coach or the official because he's not happy that Javai Bloomquist chased him from behind and then dove at him at the end and took him down. Again, he wanted a penalty. But he wanted a penalty for roughing the pass. And look at Sullivan out there. He's kind of stretching around. And
yeah, he's not 100%. He's 85%.
And again, we talked about Javai at the end of that last possession. He's come in and played a different position here in the second half because he is all over the field and right up in the grill of Johnny Sullivan.
Second down, 10 of the Benedictine 39-yard line for Grandview. They lead in the ball game 28-23 here in the third. QB's back. BB over the middle and hits the ground. That is an incomplete pass. The official's walking up there, and he can't spot that down there, right? He's just picking the ball up. No, they're going to say he caught that pass. That thing skips off the turf. It's going to be a first down.
Umpire just stared at it. Now, we're going to see Allie Scott check out of the ballgame. Avery Gates will check in for Grandview. Avery Gates this afternoon, 3 carries, 10 yards. He does have a touchdown run for the Vikings.
First and 10 is Grandview. We'll have it inside the Benedictine 30-yard line at the 28. Single man to the right side of quarterback Johnny Sullivan. Sullivan is back to throw. Three-step drop. Looks left, throws left. Has his man that's going to be caught. Hit from behind and then spun down to the ground. Damon Street with the catch at a gain of about 4 on that first down play.
Joel Mavis on the reception right there. And again, you're going to see Johnny turn around talking to the official because Javai might have given him another hit right as that ball got lit.
I'll tell you a guy who I'm seeing out on the field, guys. I like the way he plays. We haven't even called his name, I don't think, today, but I'm seeing a lot of good things out of Tyler Wilson. A lot of times guys do things that they don't necessarily get attention to get their name called or see a lot of it in the stats, but are still doing big things kind of behind and in the scenes. Second down, 6 at the Benedictine 25-yard line, Grandview. Wraparound handoff, running back will bounce outside, cuts into the middle. He's got himself a seam, picks up a first down, cuts back inside the 20-yard line. And incredible quick feet and a very sharp cut for little Avery Gates at 5'8" and a 160.
Yeah, Avery Gates, the shifty runner in the middle, and that time able to pick up a first down. And for Grandview, we still pick up one more first down without getting into the end zone, as that ball is going to be spotted down at the 14-yard line.
After this Benedictine turnover, Grandview taking great advantage of the field position and the momentum shift. 28-23, Grandview in front. They haven't scored in a while, but now they're threatening. Here's a handoff trying to get around the edge of the left side, cutting inside to the 15-yard line and dragging defenders down to the 10. It's going to bring up 8. And short, second down 4, probably, around the 10-yard line.
Javai Blomquist again on the stop right there for the Ravens. And this third quarter kind of feels like it's dragging along. I mean, we're only at the 8-minute mark of the third quarter.
I'll tell you what, is it dragging along in the afternoon? As we remind you, you're enjoying college football here this afternoon on CAIR Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Grandview back up over the ball at the Benedictine 10. Again, the handoff running back bounces outside, taken at the ankles, and then brought down with a high-low tackle. Given it to Gavin Spangler, and there we just get him, Tyler Wilson on that stop. No gain.
Now the official's going to stop play for a second. Jason Weiland, your left guard. Helmet comes off, so they're going to have to take him out for one play. It'll be kind of a big play, third down.
Yeah, big guy also, Jason Weiland. I mean, at 6'3", 287, and only a sophomore. He's a real asset out there on the line. And I'm looking out there because 77, Javion Caldwell at 6'7", 328. That is a man out on the field.
Just a monster.
7:14 to play.
Nope, now we're going to reset 7:28.
I'm going to push it back up. Third down, 7. Grandview. They move into the wind here, but inside the Benedictine 15-yard line. QB is back. Sullivan looks left. Had a little timing pattern and way overthrows his intended receiver. Because that was not because of great defense or great pressure. That thing just sailed away. And got to give Avery Gates, the intended receiver, you know, credit for being the guy who was supposed to catch that ball, but there was no hope for that.
Yeah, going into the wind, I think Johnny tried to put just a little too much behind it. It's going to be an incomplete pass. And now you're going to bring Nathan Hamilton in.
We've been talking about him all day. First team All-Heart of America Athletic Conference, All-American last week. 3 of 3 field goals, 1 from 49. This one is going to be from about 27. It is on its way, and yes. Timeout of the field, 7:13 to play in the third quarter. It's now Grandview 31, Benedictine 23.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Grandview kick again. Very high, very short kick up of the Ravens at the 21-yard line. And Buteau is going to be wrapped up at the 25 for a very, very short return. So we started talking about this a little bit actually last season, that there are some teams, and I'm not saying that this was intentional, but there are some teams who are intentionally kicking it higher and shorter to prevent those long, well-designed and well-set-up returns.
Yeah, in this one, I feel like it's probably a combination of, yeah, you want to kick a little shorter, but you're also kicking into that wind, so you kick it high and just hang it up. And for the Ravens, they're going to start this thing at the 25, so again, a fair catch would have done you the same.
Garrett Kettle back out to run the Benedictine offense. We'll take the snap and penalty markers all over the place. You've got to think that the Ravens offense has made an error here. Let's see what the guy in white hat says. Redshirt freshman being whistled for a Benedictine for that error. And it's 7:07 to go in the third quarter. BC will now look at a first down and 15 to go. Pierce, the ball's going to push back near the 20.
You're 6 foot four, almost 300 pounds. It's going to be tough to hide out there, okay?
Yeah.
When you take off a little early, they're going to catch you right away.
Here we go. Running back on his left hand. Garrett Kittle, senior quarterback out of Altaloma, California. Back to throw. Running back stays in. And Kettle throws that ball because he was turning around, turned his back at the fingers, kind of threw it covered up. And this is not like we've seen Garrett play for years. This does not look like what we've been used to seeing from him today. That was I'm a little afraid of getting hit throw.
Yeah, he didn't look comfortable on that throw. Just kind of ducked his head, chucked it towards the sideline. The incomplete pass to bring him now second and 15.
The ball's still for Benedictine at their own 21-yard line. Second down and long. Now he's going to keep the ball himself, start left, get hit, down to the 15. He's going to lose about seven more.
That time, Calvin Bright, the backside defensive end out of Story City, Iowa, makes the stop. And with that play design, you got to understand the backside end wasn't being blocked. And when Kettle stopped and tried to turn back, he ran right in to that guy that was chasing the play down from behind.
The Benedictine offense has sputtered here in the last couple of possessions. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. The Ravens had gotten within five, now find themselves down again by eight, but have the ball with a third down and really long now, near 20. BC at their own 17-yard line. They begin the series at their own 27. Kettle is back, throws it into the right flat. Now they're just looking to see if they can isolate a little speed on the near side, and there's not any downfield blocking for Jayshon Todd. They'll pick up maybe a couple of yards, but maybe 2 to 3, but no more than that. And for Benedictine on a fourth down and 17, it is punt time. And into the deep backfield to kick it away for Benedictine is going to be Cullen Bruner. Now, Cullen never had an opportunity to show us just how far he can kick it. Here's your chance. The wind is behind him. He's got almost the entire field in front of him to use, and the return man is settling into the Benedictine 40. Snap is back. He mishandles it, but is able to get a grip on it, get it away. Fair catch called for and made at the Benedictine 45-yard line.
Do you remember last week he did the same thing? The punt, or the snap came right to him in the chest. He just missed it, and he had to kind of collect himself and get the punt away. And I said that's something that Grandview is going to look at in film. Again, if they come after him, got to get a little cleaner with that catch.
So once again, the Raven defense is going to be saddled with a relatively short field behind them. As Grandview is going to begin this series with 5:44 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 at their own 45-yard line. They lead 31-23. Quarterback Johnny Sullivan, little wraparound handoff, running back, puts his head down, pulls through, drags defenders, 45 up to the 50, 49, 8-7. Man, that turned into a nice run. They're going to mark him dead at the 48-yard line. Victor Terry for Benedictine, the junior from Los Angeles, who get credit for the stop, but a 7-yard carry, and now is nothing but going straight ahead.
I like that Victor Terry the third wears 3-3.
Yeah, 3-3 wearing, number 3 wearing 3-3. Wide to the right side and wide to the left. Single man is going to get that handoff and in the backfield, hit very quickly and immediately with the progress stop is going to be Allie Scott. He's going to maybe even lose a yard. That was a great presence in the middle by Isaac Anderson.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson doing a good job of just gumming everything up in the middle, not allowing any kind of a running lane. We're going to say actually about a loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up now third and 4 for Grandview just across midfield into Raven territory. It's 49.
Allie Scott, that'll be his 16th carry, and he's back down around 45 yards of total rushing today. Third down, 4. And again, stopping. They look over to the near sideline to head coach Joe Woodley. Hard to believe he's in his fourth year, taking the helm from his father, who was here a long time. Pass over to the right side, caught for the first down. Spun down immediately, but a well-run, well-designed, well-called route was just enough for the first down. And again, Victor Terry makes the stop that time on Nick Danielson.
Last week against William Penn, Victor Terry had 6 tackles. Couple already here this afternoon. It'll be first and 10 for Grandview.
Grandview keeps the drive.
Just inside the 45 at the 44.
Keeping the drive alive and the clock running. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. It is a 31-23 Grandview lead. And again, Sullivan is up under center. When was the last time Benedictine had a quarterback under center? kind of mixing it up a little bit. He's back there, a little draw, and the handoff into the middle is, again, good for about 5 yards. And you got Spangler coming up from the bottom of that stack.
You also got in there Joe Burke.
Oh.
Sophomore defensive lineman out of Albuquerque.
Good to see Joe out there. So Benedict and getting some guys in there. Joe Glasser out in the play as well. Second and 7. Grandview at the Raven 41-yard line. This has been another good possession for them. Taking a lot of time, just kind of chugging down the field, getting the yardage as best they can. Allie Scott is back into the running back spot to the right side of Sullivan. Second down, 7. Handoff as well to go to the running back. You pull away from the first tackle. Here he goes. He's at the 35, down to the 30, down to the 25-yard line, and a missed tackle in the backfield forces Joshua Morris to make a touchdown-saving play.
At that time, the running back did a great job. Allie Scott made the first couple guys miss, and then he had all that momentum going downhill. 6 foot, 222-pound running back. Nice run on the play. It'll be first and 10 for Grandview now at the 25-yard line. 2:48 left here in the third quarter of play.
So Allie Scott with over 50 yards. Garrett Kittle is the Ravens' leading rusher. 51 on 7 carries. Rayshon, 32 on 10. Here's our handoff, trying to get to the outside to the left side, and 3 Ravens can't get to the edge, and finally a corner comes up, and Zach Gill will make the tackle on the near side on Carson Rollinger. But again, as they spread that Raven defense sideline to sideline, Benedictine just didn't close on that play.
Yeah, the Ravens have really struggled to get out there on that play. We've seen Grandview run it outside the tackles, outside the numbers towards the sideline. And again, another nice run on the play. It'll bring up second and short after a 7-yard game.
Second down, 3 is a call that coaches don't mind so much. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grandview right now with an 8-point lead, looking for more. Now the ball is on the ground as Sullivan mishandles it, trying to put it into the breadbasket of Avery Gates, but he is able to fall back on the ball, goes back and dives on it.
That was one of those read option plays where you left the ball in the basket a little too long, and by the time you pulled it, both guys are looking at it. Good job, though, by Sullivan just to dive on the football and not try to pick it up and make something happen. A loss on the play will bring up now a 3rd and 9 for Grandview.
Got that ball is all the way back now at the Raven 25-yard line. Long time in the huddle. 17 now on the play clock. Grandview's going to go wide to the left side with Gerald Sama. He is such a good receiver. Fill the slot with Rollinger. And instead, the handoff to the running back. He is hit, and he is dropped at the line of scrimmage. I mean, he ran into a brick wall named Gavin.
Gavin Spangler, the big 6'2", 214 junior linebacker out of Katy.
Wow.
That was a brick wall right there. And now it'll bring up a 4th down, and we're going to see Nathan Hamilton coming in to kick the field goal.
Here's a big one right here. This will make it a 2-possession lead in the last minute of the third quarter. The ball is going to be spotted at the 31, so really for Nate Hamilton, this is a chip shot, 41-yard kick down and up, and that thing, did it? You got it?
Yeah.
Yep, it's good. Boy, that thing floated. I wasn't sure, but it goes through, and Grandview extends its lead, taking a timeout with 31 seconds to go in the third. Vikings 34, Benedictine 23.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The kick is away, and a Benedictine upman takes it off the hop and he just starts running downfield. How about a Harry O'Neill? Because he's not supposed to catch that ball. When he does, he knows which way to run, and he goes straight across that 40, 45-yard line. And Harry O'Neill, a 6 foot 4 inch down kick returner, has Benedictine's offense in a great spot.
You look at him and you're like, he's probably not athletic. Let's kick it to him. But Harry, a wide receiver, is 6'4", 215, can play that tight end position. It's a great job right there with the football. Everybody loves to return a kick when you're not supposed to.
Yeah. First and 10, Benedictine. Ravens at their own 47-yard line. Great place to begin the series. Now the quarterback is back. This is the same play they ran earlier with great success, but this time it's not going to work. Kettle is rolling to his left and throws the ball, a little shovel pass to the 45, and finally it did work. I can't believe a lineman didn't get downfield. That was well done by the Benedictine front guys and Austin Buteau. Going to make the catch, pick up a first down, and run out of bounds with 14 seconds left. That was not a pretty play. I didn't certainly know how you drew it up, but it was very successful.
Well, you could tell right away that if they were going to run anything deep, it wasn't going to work because both safeties were starting to back on the snap of the football. So they were looking to just bail out on that play. Again, nice job by Kettle to check underneath, take the yards that the defense is going to give you.
As a quarterback, that is one of your first reads, is watching those guys back there and seeing where they're going. It's the third quarter is allowed to expire. We are going to be back and go to the fourth quarter here in Des Moines. Ravens have an uphill battle and a comeback to make. The score, Grandview 34, Benedictine 23.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
William Stadium is the site of this afternoon's Benedictine ball game. We go to the fourth quarter. The Ravens trail by a couple of scores. They're down 34-23. Welcome back, everybody. As BC will begin the fourth quarter with a first and 10 just inside the Grandview 40-yard line. Motion to the right. He will take the handoff, a little bit of a jet sweep, and now he's going to be back to throw. Byron one has his man downfield. Diving catch caught at the 5-yard line. First and goal, Benedictine. Austin Buteau. And Gus, that was a great throw by Jay Sean Todd. It tricked everybody in the house.
I could tell something was up because when Jay Sean got it, he wasn't at that full head down. He was going to bend the corner. Instead, he pulled back, and then all of a sudden, Buteau with a great job of breaking loose, and that was an excellent pass.
Calvin Bright checking out from the defensive end spot for GV and the Ravens. Moving the ball, they're at the 5, first down. Handoff running back, no. Quarterback is going to keep it, ducks into the 5 and gets to the 4. And here's the deal, Gus. When Benedictine goes to practice this week, they're not going to be they're not going to look for a lot of things. They're going to look for a running game. So they're going to have to look for, you know? I don't care if you lost a sock. I don't care if you misplaced your cleats, but you better look for a running game, and they don't have one today.
Yeah, Kettle right now is your leading rusher. Rayshon averaging 3.2 a carry at 10 for 32. You got Jay Sean at 2 for 8, Jake Gathright 1 for 5, Overstreet 2 for negative 2, and Wigan 5 for negative 7 today. So you got two running backs that have 7 carries for negative 9 yards.
Quarterback carried it himself right there for 1. It's now second to go to the 4, and now it's going to be a little shovel pass into the middle, down to the 2, down to the 1. They're pushing, the scrum is on. It's like rugby. Did he get it across the line? The officials say third down. Third and goal, Benedictine, and they're not inside the 1. They're inside the 1 foot.
Coming up off the bottom of the stack in there, it's going to be Nate Collins. You talked about him a moment ago. But the Ravens using those big guys up front to just try to push forward.
At this point, you just try to mano-a-mano and push it in, or you're like me and you just try to get it on the outside and walk in and outrun somebody to the corner because you got that speed.
Over the top.
We'll see. Third down and goal inside the 1. Everybody in tight, handoff running back, and he will lean in. That's a touchdown, Ravens. Benedictine goes in at 13:05 to play in the fourth quarter. And they're back to within five with a PAT coming up. And this is the ballgame here in Des Moines, Iowa. Can you believe, Gus, that we are in the 60s in total points today between these teams? I did not expect 60s.
So you busted out the legal size pad today.
I did. I did. Oh, go letter size. I went legal.
I said, we'll only need letter size. We're not going to need that. And now the Ravens going to line up for the two.
Going for two to get it back to within a field goal. It will be Rayshon Mills in the backfield, just behind it to the right of quarterback Garrett Kittle for the two-point conversion. Kettle looks over to the sideline, comes back to the center. Here's a snap. He's back to throw. Rolling right, throwing right. Has his man and missed him. Wide open on the right side, and a badly thrown pass bounces off the ground, and we have a timeout of the field. 13:05 to go in the ball game. It remains Grandview 34, Benedictine 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Good to have you with us, and here we go with a Craven kick and a tremendous return, and Granby is going to start in Benedictine territory, but hold the phone. There is a marker on the ground back here, and a player from each team is picking a helmet up off the ground. Coming over to the near side, very happy man for Granby is Max Plunkett, a redshirt senior out of St. Cloud State. He's bouncing and dancing, and he feels like something has gone well for him.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to go against the Ravens. They're going to attack this on the end of the run.
So the Ravens do some good things, get themselves back to within five, and give up a long return at 15 yards on an unnecessary penalty and find themselves pushed all the way back, giving Grandview the football at the Ravens 34-yard line to begin this series. There's good field position, and then there's incredible field position like this.
We talked about last week, this story for Benedictine was all the penalties, right? It was just too many penalties. Today, that's going to be their sixth penalty for, 67 yards? But the big thing is going to be the turnovers, four of them already for Benedictine through three quarters.
Quarterback will hand off, a little straight-ahead run, pulling through one tackle, running over another defender, being hit from behind. Zach Gill finally is going to make a stop after a 17-yard run straight ahead by Grandview.
You ran it right between the center and the guard for 17 yards up the middle. And right now, Grandview just kind of imposing that will. You have Christian Stoller, their right guard, at 6'3", 321. You have the center, Ricky Soto, at 6', 310 pounds.
What's important for Benedictine and their players to realize is that you're into the fourth quarter with the number two team in the nation, and you're within five. I mean, you've got a chance to beat this team on the road, their place. And you've got to remember that, and you've got to play like you can win this game. And Ravens are going to have to buck up here on defense. Quarterback's going to hand off. The ball is on the ground, bouncing around. And who's gotten it? The Ravens have picked up the ball on a fumble by Allie Scott.
Zach Gill is going to pick up the ball for the Ravens and for Grandview. That'll be their third turnover of the afternoon.
And you can hear them from across the way, Benedictine fans who are in the stands over there, elated. We just talked about it. You got to realize that you're in this game with this team, and you just got to stand up and make a play. They stood up and made a play right there. Well done.
So for Benedictine, this will be their 12th possession of the afternoon. Look at the tight end. It's going to be Reed Levi.
Standing up over the football at Zion Mathis is your center. First and 10 BC at their own 20-yard line. Back to throw Kittle. Going deep. He's got a man. Caught 50. Caught 40. Down to the 35. Cut to the middle of the 30. To the 25. To the 20. Pushed out of bounds across the way at the 17. Markers go down and Jacob Gathright rockets up the field.
So the official ran over a person on the sideline as he was trying to run down the field. But the problem was, he was out of the white line. He was into the sideline box, and Joel's going to remind him of that. Either way, it probably is just a sideline warning.
The official is dinged up a little bit. His hat's still on the ground. Coach Osborne is not happy. He hasn't been happy with his crew all day today, and he's not very happy with what is going on right here, right now. And the official, what's happened to him is he's not so badly hurt, but his pride is really broken up, man. He's like going, I look like a buffoon out there on that play, and dropped the penalty as a result of that. And he's not going to back down. The referee's talking to him saying, are you really sure of this? And he's going, heck yeah, I lost my hat. I tumbled to the ground. I'm standing on my head.
Pops is over there checking on him, though. Here's the problem, or here's the best part of that. It's a dead ball penalty. It's a 15-yard penalty. It's still first and 10, right? It doesn't hurt you at all. It just backs you up 15, which that's going to hurt a little bit, but it's not like you're looking at first and 25.
Now, the thing that I do when I get on the bus, I get this video out, and I'm like, who was in this guy's way, and who was so unaware that they weren't getting out of the way of an official running up the field?
I'm telling you, I watched the whole play happen. It's the official's fault. He angled out of the box, and he was into the sideline box where he made contact with the player.
Ah. So you say it's an Iowa official.
It's an Iowa official.
Okay. Well, that clears it up for
me. Instead of going down the sideline, he angled backwards because the action was coming towards him. So, it'll be first and 10 for the Ravens at the 32.
Benedict in with one man in the backfield, and the wraparound handoff, no. Kettle's back, gets hit, gets sacked. There's nothing to that. Derek Kittle just got blown up, and two of his offensive linemen come over and help him to his feet. And you know what they're saying? They're saying, you know what, we just didn't make a defense. We did make a block there.
Yeah, Tristan Waugh is going to get his second sack of the season. For Benedictine, though, that one hurts in the sense of it's a loss of 7 on the play. Eight.
7 or 8. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2nd and 18 now for the Ravens.
So for Benedictine, tick-tock, we're at 11-11 to go in the ball game, 34-29. Grandview in front, but Benedictine has the ball and is still in really good field position, but it's now second down and quite long. 2nd and 17. Kettle is back. The blitz is on. He throws it left end. He's got a man open on the left flat. It's going to be taken to the 30-yard line, running down the left side. And in front of the big Grandview tent on the near side where I can't really see where they have gone out of bounds. It is Austin Buteau with a catch and carry, and we will see where they're going to spot him down. They're going to have it just inside the 30-yard line. The Ravens will look now at a 3rd down 7. So, again, you don't have to get it all. You get most of it, and you set yourself up with, what do you call this now, third what?
Yeah, third minus.
There you go.
Because here's the deal. You're probably also in 4-down territory. You can't kick into this wind.
No. The wind is gusting back up again. 3rd down 7 just inside the Grandview 30. And here's the handoff sweeping right. Jay Sean turns the corner. Dives forward. Did he get it? He's going to be a little short. No, you think he's gotten it. He may.
Yeah. Jay Sean, love his decisiveness this year, right? He saw a gap. Put the foot down, got north, and he's going to dive forward for it. The official's going to eye it up. His president didn't have to bring the sticks out for this one. He said, well, the last time it didn't go well for me. Let's just call that a 1st down.
And here's the deal for Jay Sean. The difference between last year and this year, a year of experience. Now a sophomore. He's been through this. He understands a lot better this game and this offense, and he is really an impact kind of a guy.
Yeah, in the first year, you're just worried about what you do. In the 2nd year, you start to figure out what everybody around you is doing and how you're setting up that play. Reed Levi is going to be in as a tight end. You're also going to see Harry Abalki out there.
Harry O'Neill is wide to the left side as well. 1st down 10, Benedictine at the 22. Hand off into the middle, getting down to the 20. Carrying the stack, Rayshon may have been one of his better carries on the day.
I know you like this setup, right? You've got Reed Levi,
yep.
Harry Abalki, Harry O'Neill out there.
Yep.
You're going 6'4", 215. 6'4", 225, 6'4", 223.
Yeah, I'm perfectly good with that. I'm good with the 3 tight end offense on pretty much every down. 2nd down 5, Benedictine. 9:20 to play. Ravens with the ball down 5 inside the 20-yard line. And again, the handoff will go to the running back, gets outside, puts a foot in the ground, turns up field, gets a first down near the 10-yard line, goes Rayshon Mills. What a job on that play, okay? Trying to seal off the right side, Court Madison, the big tight end out of Washburn Rule. Okay, yeah. 64, Court Madison gets a great seal block. All of a sudden, you turn around, Kion Mathis, a 6 foot, 315-pound center, is pulling out in front of that thing. He hit a guy so hard, his helmet flew off. Zion's going to come out for one play. First and 10, Ravens at the 12. You love it at the 12, don't you? Here's a handoff. This time they'll sweep it to the left side. No, the quarterback's going to keep it himself, and Garrett will cut inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Lots of blocking after that play, and he is brought down by Aaron Brown.
So short gain on the play. They're going to give him about 3.
Yeah.
He'll be 2nd and 7 now for the Raven offense.
The defense continues to shuttle players in and out of the rotation. You got Calvin Bright back in. Ravens have got Zion Mathis returning to the fray. Mathis is in there. Henry Lee is in there. Chim Okrafor. Those are the 3 from the center to the right side for Benedictine. Hinton Nielsen on the left side. Balky and Levi also in there. Here's the quarterback, will take it, flare the pass left side, throws it into the ground in front of an open receiver, and then just grabs his helmet from the sides, knowing he missed an open receiver at the goal line.
Again, just kind of drove the nose of that football into the ground, and on that one, not sure if he was worried about the wind, and so Ravens are going to take out Harry Balky on this third down and bring back Reed Levi.
Clock stops with the incompletion. This game now, it's wet a little slowly early, but now it's beginning to go fast. 8:20 to go in the game. Grandview leads Benedictine 34-29, but the Ravens are threatening. They're inside the 10-yard line with a 3rd down and 7. QB's back, steps up, goes into the back of the end zone and throws it away. Again, their pressure was on, and I'm assuming he was just throwing it away as Cam Mosley was chasing him. And for Benedictine, are you going to try for 3 here, or what are you going to do? I mean,
yeah,
you're down 5. That puts you within 2 field goals and makes you now within 1 if you hit one.
Yeah, you're just trying to get back that field goal you gave up on the last possession.
How big was that? That was huge. The Ravens are going to look at a 25-yard field goal effort by Harry Balky from the left hash mark. Harry's had some difficulty today. This one is down. It is up. And count it. Oh, 8:11 to go in the football game. And it's a 2-point contest in Des Moines. Grandview, 34. Benedictine, 32.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
It's a 2-point football game with 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play in Des Moines, Iowa. Ravens down 34-32, set to kick it away, and Nick Danielson, Avery Gates, back deep for Grandview. The advance, the toe to the ball, and it's going to be fielded by Gates. He will take it at the 10. He drops it, goes back, picks it up at the 7. Going to be knocked out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. That was a huge mistake by Gates.
I'm not sure why you fielded. Like, step back, it's going to probably step out of bounds. If not, you step out of bounds and then field the ball, because then it's going to go out of bounds. The ball is 25. Anyway.
By the way, it takes a really smart football player to know that.
Right. But when it's all said and done, now Grandview's going to be backed up inside their own 20. It's not going to be as awful as it looked like at first. They're going to start this possession at the 17-yard line.
Big series for the Benedictine defense, and they have stepped up big in some of these huge spots. A lot of points today, 34-32, 8:07 to play. Here comes Grandview. Quarterback Johnny Sullivan. Allie Scott, his running back there with him. QB is back to throw. He's got all day, all day, all day. Throws, has a man wide open, makes a catch over the shoulder at the 40, at the 50, out of bounds in Benedictine territory. And he had absolutely beaten his coverage. An outstanding catch downfield by Gerald Zama.
Zama's been the guy that Johnny Sullivan has looked for this afternoon when he needs a big play. He had a big game last year against Benedictine, 3 receptions for 80-some yards. Today, he's going to have 3 for 59 and a touchdown.
For the Ravens, the problem is no pressure on the quarterback. He had so, so much time. And he's back to throw again. And again, he's got tons of time. The pass away, 45-40, down the right side. It's going to be caught by Carson Wallinger, who's finally going to be rolled up out of bounds into the near sideline. And it's going to be close to another first and 10. The coverage downfield for Benedictine by Wilbers, but.
And this is where Johnny Sullivan is at his best, when he's able to just go, right? Get the play and keep rolling, keep the plays going. And right now, we're slowing it up a little bit. But again, get the ball into your senior quarterback, who's won you a lot of games over the year.
Sullivan's under center now, and is running back about 7 yards behind him, straight back on a second down 3. They'll give it off to Scott. He goes ahead, gets stood up, spun down, grabbed at the waist. Not an ideal spot, but because of the incredible strength in the middle of the Benedictine defender, Heath Baker, he's able to hold him up and bring him down for little if any gain. We're still going to call it a 3rd down and 3 at the Benedictine 40. Clock moving along inside 7 minutes to play. Ravens trail by 2, 34-32. And they may almost be within field goal range of Nate Hamilton. God, he can kick that far with it, especially with that wind.
Nate Wilcoxon checks out. Nick Danielson will check in, and he'll line up to the slot to the left. Also over there, Seth Jewell.
Jewell is very wide to the side. The handoff, yes. And the first down and more is just going to be carried by Allie Scott, and it's a grand view first down inside the Raven 35-yard line. Just a little angling run over to the left side. And Grandview now, they're smart. They're taking their time. They're not getting up off the stack in any big hurry. They're just kind of walking back now to the huddle. It's worth 6:15 to play in the game. They lead by 2. And they got the ball first and 10 at the Benedictine 32-yard line.
Right now for Grandview, best thing for them is just run this clock out.
For sure. Absolutely. Everybody's in tight on both sides. New running back in there for Sullivan. And he will be back to throw. Little pressure. Hit as he releases. It's over the middle and incomplete. It is short. Ravens hoping to get the interception, but really didn't have much of a chance. But for the first time in a long time, Sullivan was feeling some heat.
Again, Blomquist right there in the hip pocket of Johnny Sullivan. And Johnny's lucky that that ball floated to where nobody was, because Benedictine has about 5 receivers in the vicinity.
Clock stopping on that incompletion. 5:49 to play, 34-32. Grandview in front. 2nd and 10, Vikings from the Raven 32. Can the Benedictine defense come up with another big series? They've had a couple of huge takeaways in the last couple of games. Needing one here. QB is going to hand off his running back, cuts into the middle, and will pick up about 3 or 4. Nice tackle inside by Garrett Fiden for BC.
Yep. Garrett Fiden along with Zach Gill on the stop for the Ravens. Now you're going to take out Joe Burke, and you're going to bring back into the ballgame a fresh Isaac Anderson on this 3rd down play.
We're going to be down around 5 minutes of play when this ball gets snapped. 3rd and 5 at the Raven 28. Got to get it down to the 23-yard line. Sullivan trying to draw the defense off.
No, he's worried about Blomquist walked up there on that outside.
Long count, back to throw. Quarterback lobs one over the middle, man wide open. 20, 15, 10, 5, Vikings touchdown. The Ravens sold out on the inside and wide, wide open in the middle and into the end zone goes Avery Gates.
So that time you cleared out the middle of the field. You brought Avery Gates underneath. You hit him on a little bit of a slant pattern, and he's going to walk into the end zone from 28 yards out. And for Grandview, how about this? That is the Vikings' first touchdown since the 14-22 mark of the second quarter.
Looking here for the PAT from Hamilton. Kurt Schwitz will hold. The kick is through, and we've got a timeout of the field. 5:02 to go in the ballgame, and the Ravens have a long way to come back now. It's Grandview 41, Benedictine 32.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Hey, look out. Benedictine takes the kickoff, but it's going to go. Can he go 100? Down the right side it comes, and it's going to be a 102-yard kickoff return for the Benedictine Ravens. And how long did it take Jayshon Todd to score that?
Jayshon, once he got into the open field, there's not a guy in the conference that's going to be able to catch Jayshon Todd, except for maybe Jacob Gathright, and he's on your team. So Jayshon Todd all of a sudden just put on the afterburners, takes it to the house, and now the Ravens looking to tighten this thing back down to a two-point game.
Wow. And he took that 2 yards deep. I think in the back of his mind he might have thought, am I going to nail this? And he's like, no, absolutely not, because he knows the Ravens needed some points. They needed some field position. He gave them both and then some. Now, BC is looking for a point after. This is a big PAT, by the way. They missed one early. This one would make it a two-point game again. Long count. Down. Up. Did it get in? It's close.
It was good. Deflected and still made it in.
We've got another timeout on the field. It's a track meet in Des Moines. 4:48 left in the game. Grandview's hanging on by two. Viking 41, Benedictine 39.
A whopping 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. The good news is that 99% of all skin cancer cases are curable if caught and treated early. The surgical care team at Amberwell Atchison is holding free skin cancer screenings on Friday, September 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. No appointment needed. All attendees will receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Summer is here, and with the higher temps, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is upping its game with a fantastic all-star summer blizzard menu. Try the Oreo Dirt Pie Blizzard. It's got Oreo pieces, gummy worms, and fudge crumble. Maybe you're a caramel fan. You've got the caramel fudge cheesecake. Other great blizzard options include the berry cherry chip blizzard and the Girl Scout Thin Mint. Don't forget about their DQ cakes for birthday parties and other special events. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Of excitement radiating to the crowd here at Williams Stadium in Des Moines as Benedictine is back to within two and kick it away and into the wind, and a fair catch called for and made inside the 10-yard line and running out of bounds with the football, Avery Gates.
So Avery Gates is going to make up for his little mistake on the last kickoff return and will put his team out to the 25. Both teams had the full allotment of timeouts, but we only have 4:48 left in the contest. Grandview with the football, leading 41-39. Talked about 41 being a magical number for Grandview. The last two times they played Benedictine, back in 2020, they won 41-7. Last year, won 41-20. Today, have gotten to that 41, but not out of the woods yet.
Here comes Grandview. This could be, guys, their final possession of the afternoon. 4:48 to play. It's first and 10 to the 25-yard line. Single man to the backfield, and he will take the handoff. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and drop for a loss of five. What a job by Javi Blomquist.
Blomquist has been all over the field here in this second half. And, again, be interested in next week when you get to talk to Coach Osborne. What was that change they made with Blomquist? Because this kid is an athlete. He's been all over the field that time. snakes into the backfield quickly, takes the legs out from underneath the running back. A loss of four on the play is going to become second and 14 now for Grandview. But for them, the great thing is the clock keeps running.
Grandview takes out a tight end and brings in an additional receiver on the second down 15 call from the 20-yard line. QB takes it, looking over the middle, Got a lot of time, throws it short. Going to be caught at the line of scrimmage and dropped after the gain of a yard. Javi Blomquist, have you heard of him? He made that tackle with Jackson Hoskins.
Yeah, but again, Blomquist just rolling all around the field. I think, again, we talk about the speed that this defense has and they're able to possess in this ballgame. Blomquist is sideline to sideline. I really think he's just shadowing quarterback Johnny Sullivan here.
The thing you understand about Javi Blomquist, he is a freshman, you know. And he is showing his skills. Now, for Grandview, who's taking all the time in the world, as we're down to single digits on the play clock. 3:25 to go in the game. Third down and a dozen. Back to throw again. Sullivan with time. Throws it. Got a man wide open, and it is broken up at midfield. Double coverage for the Ravens, and that was Joel Mavis. Downfield for BC, and Grandview will be forced to punt it away with 3:16.
That's going to stop the clock.
Yes, it does.
Right, and so Benedictine's going to get out of this with the football and three timeouts. So for Grandview, they're kind of flipping the script a little bit because as a head coach, you've got to start thinking, okay, if we give up the lead, where are we going to be at with time and timeouts? So you're also going to want to hold on to those. Big difference maker here? Two.
And
right, a field goal wins
two. Exactly. Puto for the return. The kick is away. End over end. It's going to take a huge bounce, and Puto has to grab it. He had to do that. Going the wrong way. He's at the 20, back to the 25, dances to the 30, up to the 32-yard line. Just the Grandview fans here are covering their eyes, grabbing their heads, scared to death of another Benedictine return because the Ravens have been so proficient in the kick return skill.
But that time, Puto really had to make a play on it, or else that ball bounced probably another 15 yards. So here we are.
Raven offense. Yeah, it comes down to this. You're 3:03 to go. You got the football first at 10 at your own 32, and you're down by two. You don't need a touchdown. You want a touchdown. You don't need a touchdown. You need to get in field goal range and give Harry Balke a chance. Back to throw. Kettle looks right, throws right, has the man, going to be caught, 35, tackled instantly at the 36. Outstanding defense, and Benedict is just unable to get away with anything there. Jay Sean Todd with the catch, but you know who you go to. You go to the wheels.
Yeah, go to wheels. Again, be patient here, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to raise up and score this thing quickly. You just have to score.
BC very quickly, though, to the line of scrimmage. They're going to wrap around the handoff. No, the quarterback's going to keep it himself, and it'll be a first down. Garrett Kettle. He stuffed it in the midsection of Rayshon. We saw that earlier when it didn't work out, but he knew when to withdraw the ball, tucked it, went straight ahead. They'll advance the sticks with 2.5 minutes to go. Benedictine first and 10 at the 43-yard line, trailing by two. Snap back. Kettle looking, throwing over the middle. He's got his man, Jayshon, 40. Jayshon, 35. Jayshon, 30. Down to the 28. The ball is down. The ball is down at the 20. 223-yard line, and Benedictine steps up over the ball. Gus, we still got 2:15 to go, and the Ravens are inside the 25-yard line.
Yeah, you're going to be in the 25-yard line. I still feel like you're a little outside of the field goal range, at least for comfort. Okay,
yeah, absolutely. Particularly as you're going to be kicking into a wind if you have to go over the field goal here.
But right now, the offense looking good, and is Woodley going to utilize the timeout?
Somebody, I think, just has. Hang on, the official stopping play. And let's see what the matter is. I don't know what they're holding it up about. They've stopped playing. The officials kind of converge in the center of the field. And Benedictine is now backing away from the football. And are they just giving Grandview?
Okay. So what happened? Remember when the ball popped out at the end?
Yeah.
The officials walked up
the
extra 3 yards where the ball landed. And now they're saying, wait, no, the catch actually happened here. So they're just cleaning up their paperwork.
That's
and the ball is actually going to go back to the 28-yard line.
First and 10, Benedictine at the 28, just as you call it. Back to throw his kettle. Coming out of the backfield, he'll put it in the hands of his running back, and very short yardage for Wiegand, if any.
None. So no gain on the play for Damon Wiegand. It's going to bring up now a second and 10 for the Ravens. Damon, that'll be his first reception of the day. And for Benedictine, they've now completed a pass to six
separate receivers today. Last week, they had 10 guys catch a pass. Running back to throw again, looking for Buteau, and I don't know what happened. It got hit a little bit, goes out of bounds, and the far side incomplete. That time, the big guy, Toe Jasa, 6'1" defensive end out of Muscatine, makes the play on the ball, and now it's going to bring up third down for the Raven offense. Okay, here we are. 1:45 to go. Tons of time. Benedictine, full complement of timeouts left, but they need yardage. Third and 10 at the 28-yard line. I mean, you'd be looking at a 45-yard field goal into the wind. The likelihood of that is not great. Here they come. Grandview fan has suddenly woke up. Back to throw is Kittle on the third down. The pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 20. He dances, picks up the first down at the 15-yard line, and the Grandview crowd goes dead silent. Again, Jayshon Todd is able to just elude the defenders, find a soft spot in the zone, catch the ball, get down. 1:37 left in the ball game, and the officials are going to go ahead and roll that clock. 1:33, 1:32 to go. Benedictine down by 2, driving a football. First and 10 at the 15-yard line. Kettle with no one in the backfield with him. The motion will come to the right side. That's going to be Jayshon, but Garrett's going to keep it himself, go straight ahead and get a yard, maybe 2 yards. But the key for Benedictine, hold on to that ball. And we're going to get a timeout, and we're going to take it. Joseph, a break. 73 seconds to play in the game. Grandview 41, Benedictine 39.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here we are at Williams Stadium in Des Moines, Iowa, for the Benedictine Ravens with 1:13 to go, down 2. Have the football. It is 2nd and 8, Ravens at the 13-yard line of Grandview. Benedictine threatening, down only a pair. Because when we look back at the game, no matter what happens, there are going to be a lot of things we talk about. And I've got one in mind here just a moment. But right now, the Ravens' 2nd down call. Quarterback is back. Looking. He's going to run. Garrett will spin and go down. We got a marker down late. What happened? A hold?
Yep, we're going to get a hold against an offensive lineman. You had a freshman in the backfield that reached out and tried to stop what was going to be a sack.
Okay. That's huge, man. 10 yards at this place on the field is huge.
Especially when you don't have the best kicking game at this point. By don't have the best kicking game, you've got to tie it in the kick.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just thinking that you don't have Nathan Hamilton.
And that's, again, we've talked about it. We're going to talk about it all year. As many freshmen as Benedictine plays, you're going to have freshman mistakes. There was one. 2nd down and about 17 now. Kettle is back to throw. Looks right, throws right, has a man. It's going to be knocked out of his hands at the 15-yard line. And Kettle will be getting up off the ground after some great pressure. Now there's 1:01 to go. Ethan Perrott defensively. And for BC, it is a 3rd down. 3rd down, 17 for the Ravens at the 23 with 1:01 to go. BC with Kettle in at quarterback have Damon Wiegand in at the running back. They go wide to the left side. Escathright, he's got wheels. They'll slot to the left side. Parrott.
Watch Reed Levi on the top.
Reed is at the top as the tight end now wide receiver. He is a great target. Quarterback is back to throw. Garrett being chased. Garrett in trouble. Throws it, and it's going to be incomplete. And he had Reed Levi downfield. It did not see him. Now for Benedictine. Here comes the game, the field goal unit coming out. It is going to be spotted down at the
probably the 23, we're talking about a 40-yard field goal for Harry Balke.
We're talking about a wind that's gusting now up to 14 miles into his face.
Last week, Harry, 2 of 4 field goals and hit one from 39. Here we go. This is the Marcus of 38. Balke from 30 for the win. It is down. It is up. It's high enough. It's long enough. It is good! And Benedictine has taken a lead with 50 seconds to go in the ball game. Joseph, we'll be back in Des Moines right after this.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Okay, here we go. Benedictine teeing it up. The Ravens have come from behind to take a one-point lead, but still 50 seconds to go. Three timeouts. Three timeouts remain. Who are Grandview, and with a great kicker, and when it is back, because they only have to get this thing down to probably the 40-yard line. Here's the kick. High and over in. The angle to the near sideline, no fair catch this time. It'll be taken at the 10. Work to the middle of the field at the 15. Swarmed over there and going to be down to the 20-yard line. The return by Clemens, and here comes the Grandview offense and Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year from last season, quarterback Johnny Sullivan. Can he do it? Took this team to the national championship game last year. Can he take them to a win in front of the home crowd here today?
He's sure going to hope, because this is a big game. They're going to have to turn around too next week, and they're going to be on the road going to Baldwin. Yeah. So,
talking to Baker fan yesterday, and They're looking forward to seeing how this game goes. First down. Sullivan is back. Got trips left. He's going deep. He's got a man wide open over the middle, and it is caught and dropped at the 50. It is incomplete. It was short. It was thrown beneath intended receiver Damon Street.
Yeah, that time Damon Street cut right in front of, and now we've got a Raven a little slow to get up. That time he cut right in front of Fabian Njika back there, and also the Ravens with Joel Mavis.
We're going to just hang on to it here. Joseph is with 41 seconds to go. They're going to take a little bit of a look at the Raven player. Is he injured? Is he cramped up? I mean, we saw that last night with cramps because of the heat and some of the guys' failure, I'm sure, to get properly hydrated during the course of the week. I don't think Patrick's letting anybody not hydrate from this Benedictine team.
We need to also throw it out there. Happy
sure.
Belated birthday to Patrick Hodapp.
We do.
Earlier this week.
What is he, like 30? He looks like he's
top.
22.
Top.
He looks 22.
With Patrick out there hydrating the officials, so always polite, you know?
Yes. And for Benedictine, you know, the Ravens are back home next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday the Ravens look into avenge a loss from last season when we went up to the Oak Bowl for a night game that did not go well.
I think that may be the understatement so far today. Coming off the field at his own fire for Benedictine, senior tight or defensive end Tyler Wilson. And he's coming off. I don't even see a limp. He asked Patrick for another little sip of that high-quality H2O. And here he goes. 41 seconds to go in the ball game. 42-41. Are the eyes of the nation suddenly focused on Wilson Williams Stadium here today?
Until about 6 o'clock tonight when they go to Sioux City.
Yeah, that could be a big game. Could be. That goes back to the throw. Sullivan, looking left, jumping back, throwing deep, has a pass downfield, a man wide open, caught at the 40, and it tackled in the field of play at the 42. But again, they got all these timeouts, so it's not a problem. And again, the key to this is all the time Sullivan has had, and he's had all the time all day. 30 seconds to play. 28. It is first down at the 42-yard line, their own. Sullivan rolling. Penalty markers, that's going to be a hold, and this one is going to be thrown away along the near sideline. And looking over his shoulder at the official, Jason Weiland, like, are you calling me for that? Well, the 6'3", 287-pound sophomore is, in fact, being called for that hold. Yeah, now, this is huge, too. Again, when we're talking like we were on the Benedictine Drive about field position.
The 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which, you know, was a couple yards behind. And tough break right there for Grandview and now for Benedictine. 20 seconds away.
He's got to go back to near the 30-yard line. We'll see where he will ultimately spot it down. They're going to give him to the 32.
Johnny,
20 seconds to play.
Johnny's also got to understand he's got that big wind behind him, so the ball's going to sail on him a bit.
It is a first and long. That doesn't matter. The question, 20 seconds. Quarterback is back. Lobs left. Throws left. Has a man that's way out of bounds and incomplete. Had he caught that, he was a step out of play, wasn't he?
Yep, because if you look on the far side, the official threw his hat, indicating that he had stepped out of bounds. So an incomplete pass will stop the clock for 15 seconds. So, yeah, anytime you see the official throw a hat when guys are on the sideline, it means somebody has stepped out of play. All that action happened right there in front of Coach Pop.
I'm sure he was helping as best he could because he's a helpful kind of a guy.
I wonder if Coach Pop would like to see the Huskies in the Big 12.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I bet he would. We could take a whole segment of Sport Look on that. 15 seconds to play in the game. Second down at 20. Grandview, back to throw. Johnny steps up. He's chased out. He throws on the run. He's got a man at the 50. He's got a man at the 45. And he bounces. They stop the clock with 6 seconds. They're going to have to kick it right now.
They're going to kick it. You're going to have to kick it right now, right? You could maybe try to. 6 seconds is a lot.
6 seconds.
Okay.
Let's just set the stage here. 6 seconds. First and 10, the ball is at the Benedictine 45. That would be a 62-yard, no, right? 45, 55, 62-yard field goal effort.
Yeah, I don't think you kick it right here. You got 6 seconds. You got two timeouts. So you got plenty of time. I still think you can throw one into the middle of the field, but if your guy catches it, he's got to go straight to the ground. Like, there's no running around. It's got to be a quick slant, get to the ground, because, again, I think if you're Grandview, you feel a little more comfortable at another 10 yards on this, make it a 52-yard field goal, and that's still a long field goal, but you've got a great kicker.
And, again, you've got, for the Vikings, Nathan Hamilton, All-American kicker, first-team All-Conference last year, his long 49 this year.
Didn't Joel say something in the pregame about you got to win the special teams?
Special teams, the turnovers. He couldn't have been more spot on because the two things that have been huge in this game, special teams and turnovers. Like
okay.
A special team when they miss the field or the point after, or it would be a different score.
Let's flip the script a little bit, right?
Yeah. Okay.
If Benedictine doesn't get themselves into trouble in the first half with three turnovers, a fumble on their first possession to set up a touchdown, you could be looking at a different game.
Totally different,
right? Like, I mean, we're not sitting here going, uh-oh. We're sitting here going, we're probably halfway back with a big W. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So
now the Ravens are going to go one high over the top defensively. Got that nickel package back there. And here we go. From the 45-yard line, they are going to run a play with 6 seconds left. Quarterback, you know he's throwing it. He's back to go. Left side has a man wide open. Caught 40. 35 slides out of bounds at the 34. 2 seconds to go, and the Ravens let them pick up a ton of big, fat yards right there. Here we go from the 34. It is only a 51-yard field goal. This is makeable for Nathan Hamilton.
Yeah, so Nathan Hamilton's career long is 49, and this would be a school record right here for Nathan Hamilton.
Down at the 42. It is going to be a 52-yard field goal. And you call a timeout here, let Nate consider this a little bit.
Grandview's calling a timeout.
They're going to let Nate consider. We're going to keep it right here. We do not want to be away as this play unfolds. 2 seconds left. This is the final play of the game.
You want to be crazy?
What's that?
Faking this?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Because, again, everybody's selling out to block it. You could have somebody running wide open down the middle of the field.
They're just
throwing that one out there.
That would be crazy.
But, again, this would be a school record for Grandview. Nathan Hamilton, a guy with a big leg. He's hit a 49-yarder in his career last year against Benedictine. He knocked in a 41-yarder. this time he does have a good wind behind his back, but look at the wind. It's starting to swirl a little bit. It's not straight on anymore.
Hamilton has not missed a kick this season. He's hit all of his point afters. He has hit all of his field goal efforts, and now he's going to go from 52 for a huge, huge win. Ravens have 11 guys on the line of scrimmage. Here we go. It is going to be held by Krushvitz. And we get a Benedictine timeout. So we got another Granby. Is that a Granby timeout again?
And timeout for 60.
Used to be a thing about you couldn't call back-to-back timeouts.
Right.
If you were, yeah. So anyway, they're going to try to let him think about it a little bit more. As a kicker, let's be very candid here. I've known a lot of kickers. They're a different breed. They think things, you know, they approach things differently, and I don't know if this all this stuff really bothers them. I think they just say, I'm just going to kick the ball. You can do whatever you want to, but tell me when you're ready, and I'll go kick the ball.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see if, and we, by the way, we'll never know if these timeouts really have had any implication on this. We'll never be sure. All right, here we go. It's Hamilton again. Hamilton, not a huge guy. I mean, he's 6'1", buck 60, doesn't carry a lot of weight. Kickers typically don't. He is a right-foot soccer-style kicker, and the ball is going to be on the left hash mark. That's kind of probably where we'd want it. And here he goes. He only takes one step. It's not a big, long advance on the ball. Here we go. The 52-yard field goal. It is down. It is up. It is high enough, long enough, and it's good. Grandview wins it 44-42, and we'll be back right after this.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Community-minded, that's my bank. Grandview wins it this afternoon here in Des Moines on a historic school record field goal with 2 seconds to go in the ballgame and sneak out here over Benedictine 44-42 this afternoon. Just when it's all said and done, Benedictine goes on the road today, plays the number 2 team of the nation, took them down to the last 2 seconds of the game. This Raven team has got some talent, and they have done some good things here today.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at a glass half full, then that's probably the best way right now to look at it, is that's where you're at. But again, you're going to want to get to this point at some point and be able to close that ball game out, and you're going to look at multiple things and say, man, if maybe we protected the sideline and didn't let him pick up that extra 10 yards at the end, if you didn't turn the ball over 3 times in the first half, there are a lot of things. The missed PAT, you probably go back and look at. But when it's all said and done, you played really well today up here in Des Moines, and you're going to hope to learn from this. You're going to hope to be able to build on this and be a better team as the season progresses. But now you put your back up against the wall with one loss and not in the top 25. You're pretty generous with it. You played really well today. I mean, there was a period of time that they played really well. Yeah. I would say from about 13:05 to the last 50 seconds of the game.
Yeah, I would say that's true. For Benedictine, you're gonna advance. You're gonna try to grow with these things, and you gotta put it all behind you. Go back to the friendly confines of Wilcox Stadium next weekend, and we will entertain Peru State, a 1 o'clock ball game in Atchison, Kansas. For Benedictine, still no rushing game. Garrett Kettle, dozen rushes, 55. Rayshon, 13 for 44. Nobody else with over 15 yards of running. Except David Wygant, 5 carries, -7 on the day. So Ravens still looking for a a running game. What they do have, though, is some special teams, and what they do have is what we knew they had. They have some great speed and some great talented athletes.
Yeah, you got Jacob Gathright, 5 for $132 today. You had Jay Sean, 5 for $112, and a kickoff return for a touchdown. So, again, you got some things to build on, and what, Garrett Kettle, 16 of 27. That's going to put him a little closer to 50, 60%. He's not going to be as high, I don't think, his coach likes him to be. 2 touchdowns today, 2 interceptions. Jay Sean Todd, a sparkly 1 of 1 for 33 yards passing.
There you have it. And we want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Again, Grandview, in the last moment of the ball game, comes from behind and sneaks by Benedictine 44-42. Till we reach the next time, for Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, for Gus Couch, Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.